know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to like give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still gonna stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set, my set. I got the man, my set, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, what's going on? Hold on. I gotta make sure I lock that shit in. There we go. Got to do it right as we start the show. Here we go. Here we go. There we go. Oh, let's get it. Let's get it. What's going on out there, everybody? It's a nice Friday. It is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to my dogs up here with the 185. I appreciate you guys. And I also appreciate you guys who like and subscribe to the show. My hat's off to you. I just want to say what's up to you. Also, all my dogs out there, I've already dropped it. I dropped it last night, yesterday, a brand new track, brand new poetry track called Losing Control. All my poetry aficionados, check that out. Hey, ladies, ladies, you always bug me with that. Ladies, ladies, all my ladies out there, real quick, guys, hold on a second. Ladies, brand new track called Losing Control is out right now. So just check out that poetry track, ladies. It's called Losing losing control. But anyway, what's going on to all my dogs out there? Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Hope everybody is doing well, man. I appreciate all you guys out here that are listening to the show. I welcome you all. Red, feel much love to you, Red. You know, I got you, girl. It's all love, baby. Anyway, for all you guys out there, I just wanted to, hey, shout out to you, Jay. I'm having a good day. Are you having a good day, brother? Shout out to you. I just going to start off with saying hi to everything. Whiskey to Don, what's up with you? Tyler, just a few of y'all guys. And Bernie, my dog. Mr. C, what's good with you? Lethal, what's up with you? Baz, what's up? ADB, what's up, man? Ready for that game. C-Dog, Pops One, King, Jay, what's up? Shout out to all you motherfuckers out there. Much love. And to you and to everybody out there. Let's get it, man. D, you the last one. What's up with you? Gentlemen, this is the Man Mindset. We got a lot to talk about. Guys, get your crayons out. We got a lot to discuss today in the game that we're going to spit. I know we do it kind of early because, you know, I like to do stuff. But what I will do is maybe after the end of the show or during some time of the show, I'm going to ask one of you guys, like I did, AJ, to just give me an idea what you want while I'm out and about early in the morning. If I'm out and about early in the morning, around 3, 4 in the morning and shit, and you want me to hit you with a TikTok of a thought, we'll ask one of you to do that later on. But anyway, trying to look at everything we have. Okay, also, hey, I always ask everybody out there that's listening to the show, man, please go and get your puzzle piece. If you want to learn the mindset of what we're teaching you and you want to begin, what we want you to do, what we always ask you to do is get your puzzle pieces. This is the connection that's going to begin the process of everything we're teaching you. So if you're just watching this and you don't have your puzzle pieces, this is the wrong place for you. I'm here to help you. Lines are open if you want to call in. But, gentlemen, please get your notebooks out. Gentlemen, if you're asking a question, I'll put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman and you want to know some information, put a W in there. If you have a woman that is throwing you off on a text message, put a T in there. And if you want to try to stump your boy to Dean, put a S in there for stump. And we got you. This is what the show is all about. This show is about me breaking your mindset as well as pushing forward. As I will tell y'all this. Y'all remember a few months ago, I told you the book that I'm writing is going to be over 400 pages? Shh, don't tell anybody. What if I told you it's going to be over 600 pages? It's one of our secret. And that's not it. There's so much more to it. Anyway, so we're working on all that stuff. So anyway, I want to show y'all something because I love this stuff. And I want to share this stuff with you. Okay. All right. Red. Real quick, Red, if you want me to answer that question, I will. Red, just let me know, Red, if you want me to answer the question that you asked. Just let me know, and I'll answer right now. Just say yes or no. Just say yes or no. Just say yes or no, and I got you, Red. Now I'll answer that question. What are some traumas you have to – well, okay. Well, the biggest trauma that you're going to have to overcome, the biggest – and you don't see it right now. There's going to be kind of two, like, traumas. Okay, one trauma you're going to have to go over. Okay, I got you, Red. I got you, Red. One trauma that you're going to have is a trauma of – it's not what y'all call red pill rage, that stupid-ass shit. It's going to be a trauma of feeling like I've missed out on my life. It's kind of like a when you're 40 years old and you get that feeling like, oh, shit, I'm missing out on life. You know, that once you begin to learn game, it's going to be a happy moment for you, a sad moment, and a mad moment because all this time you're saying to yourself, all this time I've been listening to people who don't know game. All this time I've been listening to people who've been pushing me away from myself. All this time I've been listening to people who have hurt me. Who see, when people are in cults and they don't realize they're in cults and they kind of get out of the cult finally, they go through a really a trauma because they actually are more angry with themselves, because a lot of people think they're actually in control of themselves. And a lot of people think, well, I'm not dumb. I know better. I know what I'm doing is going to work for me. And there's no way that I'm going to get sucked in to a cult. There's no way. No, I'm not going to wear a long robe or some Nike shoes or anything like that. There's no way I'm going to do it. I'm smarter than that. I can see a cult from a mile away, and I'm not going to join it. Well, once you find out you're in one versus what you just said to yourself, it's very traumatic because you feel a sense of ignorance at that time. You feel angry because it is traumatizing, because all this time you thought you were in control, and yet you were spewing rhetoric from somebody that is getting you to be more like them. So that is one trauma that a lot of guys will have when they break free of the cults out there and begin to really see themselves. It's a very, it's sad. I'm sorry that you guys would go through it, but it's all this time, all this wasted time. If I just learned game, I could be here right now. It's like, think of a guy that has been in these cults. He's red pill, all these black man is fair things, and all that bullshit out there, all that jargon and stuff. And they sit around for years doing all this stuff. And because I got guys, you know, coming to me that I'm coaching now that are just like destroyed and distraught over this. They're like, I spent all this time learning to hate women. I spent all this time learning to blame women and all this time being mad at women. But listening to you and listening to what you're showing me and seeing myself the way I see it, I lost out on so many women. I lost out on so many relationships because I was mad at the woman. I was blaming the woman because that's what I was taught to do. And when these gentlemen start to see that in themselves, it's a traumatic thing, because they say to themselves, man, if I just would have learned myself, all the relationships, all the women, all the things that I could have captured and had for myself, I would have had those things. Let me move my thing over here. Let me check. Oh, wait. Let me get the lines. Lines are open, guys, if y'all want to call in. But, yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things that a lot of men will go through, because they have been taught to hate women. They've been taught to hate single mothers. They've been taught to blame women. It is sad, but just how life is. So those are some of the traumatic things. B, I got you one question. Let me show y'all guys something. I want to show y'all something. Red, I got you too. Let me show you this. Because I just downloaded it for myself, so I got to open it up because I had to scratch out the number and everything. But I want to show you the beauty. I love this shit. This is the shit I love, man. Let me see here. I want to open this bitch up. This gallery. I guess I went in with the gallery. I went in with the gallery. All right, so. So he, oh shit, man, where's the, I'm going to do this with my own hands, because I thought I scraped out the face, because I can't show you her face. Damn it, I got to scrape out the face. Fuck, I scraped out the face, but it did not work for me. So I want to show you what it's like when you cross over and you have your awakening and things start to work for you with women. Now, I'm going to show you this because this guy showed me. He said, now, I've got to – give me a second. I've got to scrape out – excuse me one second. I've got to scrape out the number. Then I'm going to scrape out her face a little bit, because I don't want – I know a lot of y'all guys are copy this and try to find the woman and all that other stuff and bugger. So I got to be careful, because this guy's doing – okay. So what do you see right here? Wait, let me see if I can open it up on the – all right, here we go. All right. Hey, shit. I guess that's. All right. So what you guys see right here is a woman that is Bree that he's talking to. Can't show you that. This is the beautiful thing that I'm trying to show you, is he's going voice message with her. When he's going voice message with her, he's starting to train her to go voice message. So that's a good thing. But let me get to the conversation. Let me see if I can. There you go. I can take that out. I can show you the conversation without showing you the number. Let's look at the conversation he's having. Okay. Okay. This is him talking. How would they be like as you're showing a part of your world massive? Okay. They're talking right. Oh, wait. It's okay. I'm sorry. It's the thing right here. Is that he's saying the sound of that, a little sample of what it'd be like when you're with me is to step into my place and gently take you by the hand and swirly turn you around. I'm admiring every inch of your curves and slowly pulling you closer while giving you a welcome hug, leaning softly and whispering between your ears, whispering. Ah, she said, okay, you're smooth with it. I have to see to believe it. It's already over, but look at that shit. Look forward to giving you the opportunity to experience. So let me show y'all one more right here. Let's see. Whispering. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. After that, just sorry right here. After this point right here, it's looking forward to the experience. Wish your sign love. So what I'm showing you guys with that, this is how things go as men when you are – when you – have your world and everything together as a man, and you are growing as a man, and things are happening all the time. But let me go and get to Red. Let me read this, guys, to you guys. Here's a question I want to read. Okay, it's a question right here. I know nothing about the red pill other than from you. Okay. All right. It's cultish. Can you believe in a man mindset in a red pill concept too? No, you can't. You can't. Okay. Because this is how it is, Red. The thing is that think of you in a boat. Like I always say, you're in a boat and one side of you is paddling to the left and the other side is paddling to the right. The side to the left is paddling towards your name, your core, who you are, why you are, your fingerprint, and everything that is your language. So you learn your laws, rules, codes, principles, and narratives and how you move in the world. That's going that way. But then when you are quote-unquote peeled, because remember this, Red, think about this for a second. What would that be? What would that – it wouldn't be a name if there wasn't a Matrix movie. It wouldn't be a red pill, Red, if there wasn't a Matrix movie, which I kind of talked about before for a lot of guys out there, Red, when I was saying to them that they always say they don't want to be a part of a cult, but they never ask the question. Remember, it's the detective in them. They don't have a detective in them to separate a movie fiction from a reality. But what the Matrix did, and shout out to everybody that's in here right now, all you guys out here. But what the Matrix, the last Matrix did, Red, and I think I still have it, and I'd like for you to see this. Let me find it for you, baby girl. Let me find this for you. The Matrix did the best thing by exposing the Matrix movies for nothing but a video game. It was not a truth. It wasn't what you actually thought it was. And there was something in there that they said in the movie right here. And he said, here is the thing about feelings. Okay. They said this in the last Matrix movie, trying to hopefully open some eyes about people. Here's some things about feelings. Okay. Now, when we're talking about feelings, Red, we're talking about a lot of young men who are emotional right now. A lot of young men who hate women, a lot of young men who have feelings like women, okay? This is what they're saying. Here's the thing about feelings, right? They're so much easier to control than facts, Red. Red pill jargon and all that shit is much easier to control than facts because, Red, it's easier to force somebody to run away from themselves and give them a quick fix answer of it's the woman's fault. It's the government's fault. Don't get married. Don't mess with a single mother. Don't date a woman. Don't talk to a woman. Jerk off. You know, you work on your moves, your clothes, your cars, your status. It's easy to do that all the time. Easy to do that all the time. And a lot of people don't understand that they are being pushed by feelings versus fact. So the two of those things cannot come together. They will never, it's like oil and water. They can never come together because one is a manufactured theory coming from a movie, I guess, based in the late 90s, from a woman that wrote it and two transsexuals that directed it. You see what I'm saying? So versus those that are saying that you are beyond thought, you are beyond what you think you are. And that's, you know, some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about today. But a lot of guys, they can't see what they can't see when all they see is excuses. I'll give you an example. I was on a show with Taekwondo last night, and a guy was talking about how he sleeps 8 hours. And then Ty made a great point. You know, if you go to a doctor, right, did he sleep 8 hours and become a surgeon or a doctor? No. He was up all motherfucking night grinding, learning himself. But see, what these places do is they give you a easy excuse to run away from who you are. But then when you run into a woman who knows who you are, you're already at a disadvantage. So no, absolutely. You cannot, it's like what you're asking is saying, like, can I be a man and let a woman walk all over me? My God, guys, I don't know why I saw this movie. I was watching this movie called Deep Water. What is that shit called? It's called Deep Water with Ben Affleck and this badass chick, right? And it's got to be the worst cuckold movie I've ever seen in my life. Affleck, the Batman Ben Affleck. Yeah, and he went from Batman to cuck. He got a cold wife, but his wife, look, I'm talking about, let me tell you how bad the cuck is. It's one thing to do it behind closed doors where you sit in the corner and you watching your woman be with another man. But this movie, the wife, when they have parties, she's in front of everybody holding hands with the guy, kissing the guy, swimming and rubbing his face. I mean, oh my God. And Ben is right there watching this shit. It is one of the biggest cuckold things ever, man. It's a huge cuck thing and all the other stuff. So it's like, dude, I couldn't even imagine what that's about, man. Hold on a second. So, damn. There we go. All right. So, yeah, but on Tyler, let me read this from Tyler. Hold on 2 seconds. We'll grab this Tyler shit. Before I continue. All right. Let me pull it up on this thing. Guys, I got a question y'all call in. 714. I got you 714. Wait a second. Let me finish some of this shit before I have you come in here and talk all that shit you're about to talk. All right, this is from a woman right here. Let's zoom it in. Let's see here. Okay. Come on, you got to grab it. I got to bring it in slowly, slowly, like the tip in. Or go fast. Shit. Let me open it up. Open up the phone. See, every time I open the phone, it works. God damn it, Todd. All right, and this is from the woman, guys. I'm sorry. This is, all right, here we go. I think I got it now. I did. All right, you are so beautiful. You look so nice. I feel so blessed to be in your circle of other women. I want you holding me, kissing me, and making me take off my clothes. Tyler hits me with a voice message after that. Guys, I tell y'all guys, y'all can have this. Y'all guys can have this lifestyle. It's the best lifestyle to have because you're in control of yourself, and that's what we're going to be talking about and discussing today. But before I get into talking and discuss, let me bring in our local pothead. 714, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Hey, everybody out there. It wouldn't be Friday unless my stoned ass were called up with it now. I want to say hi to the future kings, the kings, and those surface dwellers, of course. Now, Steve, two things I want to mention. Well, first of all, guys, get the likes up. Seriously, man. But two things I want to mention real quickly. yesterday's show, and you know I'm a big fan, yesterday's show was one of the best with you and Taekwondo. So I urge all the people, especially the surface dwellers, to go back and look at yesterday's show. It was a 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Now, also, I haven't seen the last Matrix yet. I'm kind of holding off. Yeah, I don't really, I'm not rushing out to see it. But here's the weird thing.
Do you have HBO Max? Is on there.
No, I don't have that. But check this out, Steve. The Wachowski boys, the two brothers who wrote it and directed, produced it, they were originally men, and both of them had sex changes and became women in the last five years.
Point. Yeah. Right. It was written by a woman, directed and produced by transsexuals. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to make a point. I have a younger gay brother, and I've always said, okay, being gay, at least when I was, you know, I always said that's 90% people just being that way. That's why you don't have, like, two gay brothers and all that. I mean, it's like, so what are the odds of having two gay brothers in a family? Nothing. It's rare. Here's my point. Now a lot of this stuff with the transgenders and stuff, that's not, I don't believe that's like being gay where you're just that way. I think that's a weird, in other words, that's voluntary. What are the chances, I'm just asking you, what are the chances of a woman having two boys and both of them want to become women later on in life? Isn't that kind of weird? Don't you think that's more environmental? What do you have to say?
I don't have to say much about that because I don't want to talk about if they want to be gay, they want to be gay. I mean, it's not the space.
Right. I mean, nobody cares, but I'm just saying now I think being gay, I think a lot of it is becoming more environmental, especially with women. They say 30% of all women are bisexual. I don't think they're born that way necessarily, the women. I think a lot of them are just turning that way, trying it out.
But you're talking about something that we're trying to.
I mean, it's going too far. I was just piggybacking off what you said. Like you said, I mean, nobody should be prejudiced against anybody. I was just bringing out a point that you got two brothers.
Right, we don't. We love everybody on this show. We love everybody. It's all about loving. We don't love those that lie to guys, that teach guys lies. That's the only ones
we don't love.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll throw you in.
But I'm just saying we're not doing it against anybody. All right, Steve, toss me back in, my man.
All right, thank you, brother. Okay, so I toss you back in. Let me finish these last ones with Tyler before you answer 763. Here you go. Baby, you're so good. Tyler, can't say the D word there. She said, you like me doing that, okay? Pushing my head between your legs. Tyler hits her with a voice message. I love draking you. I want you right now. I want you pushing my head into the pillow as you take me from behind. I love not being quiet. First kiss me gently. I want you to slowly take my clothes off, please. Let me continue. I want you to slowly take my clothes off, please. There's a book. Now, guys, women talk this way. I just want y'all to see this. Kiss me moreover, then get me super wet using your fingers and my tongue as you are getting me excited. I will be doing things to you to get you hard. When the time is right, you decide you will spread my legs and ask me to begin making love to me. I will start off as slow and passionate, but I will want it harder and harder. You will turn me into, you turn me over into all fours, then bang, you know what I mean, from behind. We'll be loving each other over and over. When passion, eventually you will not be able to hold your comeback and you will come inside of me as we both moan. Your arms wrapped around me. We fall in each other. I'm really starting to have feelings for you. It's scary, and I'm trying to hold back my feelings. Do you like hearing this? Tyler hits it with a voice message. Guys, let me tell y'all something that I always warn people, especially women and stuff like that. When a woman starts to get hooked on a real man, what happens is they will start to catch feelings, or they'll try to prevent themselves from having feelings. And the problem is, though, it's a weird virus that we have. The more they try to run away, the closer they get because they start to see things in themselves or begin to feel things. See, most women out there, gentlemen, when it comes to guys out there, 763, I got you 1 second. Most women out there are not used to men. They're used to being in control, so they seep out emotions and feelings. But when this thing gushes out and they can't control the gush, it is something that throws them off. So, guys, let me go ahead and I got the text. All right, let me go ahead and bring in Erico 763 real quick, and we'll continue. 763, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
My question was, what do you mean by when you talk about you guys don't know how to seduce yourselves or communicate yourselves, but, like, you want to do that with women. Like, what do you mean by seduce yourself?
Meaning by seduce yourself is, okay, when you come up with a idea. Are you watching me live right now, young man?
Yeah, I just paused the YouTube. I'm just on the audio.
Right, we don't. Well, you gotta look at it while I'm. If you just turn the volume down and look at me, like catch up, and listen,
yeah,
to me. I'll bring it. Yeah, just mute. Yeah, just mute that.
Yep. Yeah. I'm linked up with you.
Okay. So wait, where is it at? Hold on. Okay. So, I'll give you an example of seducing, not necessarily seducing yourself, but learning seduction by the way you communicate with yourself. Okay, if I'm with a woman, okay, and I'm rubbing her leg, okay? See, the problem is with a lot of you guys, you don't communicate with yourself. You got to communicate to yourself what it is you want to do with the woman. All right, I always give you an example. Let me give you an example of this right here, okay, if you're watching right there. Okay, see, the normal guy would just mess with her breasts, her lips, and what's between her legs, because average guys with no experience don't know what they're doing. So if you see this right here, this is the communication and the seduction I have to have with myself. You see, I have in my mind thought of a woman's leg and how I, not anybody else, how I am going to touch her, how I'm going to do it. And not only know how I'm going to do it, I should be able to text it, voicemail, video, whisper in her ear, and do it all. Always communicate. But with the average surface dweller, they don't look this deep. So what I'm saying is that seducing oneself is knowing how to be seductive. And what you see right here is something the average motherfucker ain't even thinking about. And this is just a leg, an ankle, and a goddamn foot. Even the bottom of the foot is also broken down. So if you think about it, I'm thinking of five moves. There's five and three. So there's eight moves, right? But she's got two legs. There's 16 moves right there. And then that doesn't even include what I'm going to be saying to her. So that's 16 moves in my voice, but that's just two areas. So what I'm saying to you, my brother, is that you've got to be able to use your vivid imagination and already have this locked away and ready to use it when the time is right. That's why I've got the confidence. I don't have to think about what I'm going to do. I just pick what I want to do. You listen, not think, young man, but pick what I want to do. I don't think of what I'm doing right there. I can pick from as far back as the fifth grade. I can pick from 10-year-old thoughts, 11, 12, 13, 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 24-year-old thought. I've got libraries of thoughts that I can pick from. And guess what? Even if I grab a thought, young man, from, let's say 1984. Let's say I grab a move from 1984. All I got to do is take said move, right? And then all I got to do is bring it into my studio and mix that down and add to it. Add the layer. The foundation's already down, so I can make it better based off of my knowledge that I have today. So, but remember, did I say anything about the woman, young man?
No, sir.
Everything I said for me, yeah. Right? Right?
Yep, exactly.
So yep. So everything is for me. Everything is
and,
for me.
And through pleasing yourself, you please her.
Well, it's not pleasing myself. No, it's not pleasing myself because I'm not doing it to please me. I'm doing it to showcase me. My job is not only to get the invite, but I don't want the love, even though she's going to fall in love with me. I don't want the love. She's going to be attracted to me. I don't want the attraction. She's going to like me. Fuck, I don't even want her to like me, but she will. I want the addiction and the habit. I want her at her core, because what drugs do is hit you at your core. That's why it's hard to break free of it. That's why alcoholics have a hard time breaking alcoholism and shit like that, because the alcohol and the drug hits you at your core. It doesn't hit you on anything else but your core. And if you hit that core, then they will always want, they'll try to run. They can run as far as they fucking want to go. They will go away for a day, 2 days, a week, a month, or even a year. But we always, they always get them on a comeback. They always get them on a comeback because the level. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you watching, you watch Power?
A while ago, but I know the show, I'm familiar.
Okay. Well, okay. So the last few episodes with Tommy, okay, it's called Power Force. There's a drug out there right now. Okay, you got your cocaine, your crack, your weed, your ecstasy, and all that. You got your drugs, right? Well, they came up with a synthetic drug that is stronger and more potent than the drugs that's on the that's out there right now. It hits you at a faster rate, gives you a much greater high. And the high is so great that you've got to have that high, because the high that we give the woman that's so great is the thing that takes away their insecurities, that makes them feel sexy, that makes them lose time, that makes them miss you when you're not around. Remember, I keep telling you, big dog, it's not what I am when I'm around the woman. What am I when I'm not around her? What is she thinking about when I'm not around? That's what it's about, okay? Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yeah, man, you really highlighted that for me, because I was looking at the outside. I thought you meant less lighting, candles,
my brother. Everything at your core, my brother. Everything at your core. Yeah. Great question. No,
I'm hearing
question.
What you're saying now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
you see it. Everything at your core, but I've got to communicate it with me first.
Okay.
And then scribe it, write it down, and put it away. Now, for you guys, you can scribe it and you can put it in a folder on your computer or whatever. But think
and
about
I'm writing
the
down what's me at my core.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. But what you want to do to her, if the opportunity presents itself, what do I want to do the before, the during, and the after? Because the average surface dweller isn't thinking of any of those things. They're thinking of, well, I'm lucky to get the woman. Oh, it's my lucky day. She just messaged me and all that other shit. No, thinking.
That's deep, bro. That's deep.
Well, I try to get deep, my brother, sometimes, okay, my brother? But I got to grab these other calls. But if you have another question, brother, feel free to ask, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it. That helped a lot.
All right, no, respect to you, man. Great question. 80, hold on, listen, I love this.
Someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically.
I love this.
Should I get rid of him, or do you want to take the call? Thank you, Governor.
Look, I love my phone. I'm so – that's how arrogant I am, guys. I'm so arrogant that I got a guy with a British accent to be my phone, and then when you call, you leave a message, it'll tell you that, you know what, I'm not here right now, but they, you know, we'll contact you pretty soon. All right, let me get 803, then 447. 803, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering if this is a problem for me and everybody else, but when I watched you for a while, and I've been watching other dated coaches. That's not good for me to go to different dated coaches, be the best for the rest, Ron Williams and Steve and all them other people. Is it supposed to be me watching only having one coach, because you was telling that?
I'm going to get you to answer that right now, okay? Because I don't want – listen, I don't want to – remember, my whole thing is this, young man, is that – I don't want to tell you what you should do. What you over here, I'm trying to get you to see the picture for yourself and think for yourself, okay? So listen to what I'm saying. And this is very easy and simple, but this is not me telling you. Once you get your answer, you'll know your answer after I tell you this. You ready? If I asked you to build me the perfect car, and then I gave you some money and you went out and you got a Bugatti engine, you got a BMW muffler, you got a Jaguar this, and you got a Ford this, a Toyota, a Mercedes, all down the line of car parts together. And you handed me the key, and I put that key in ignition and turned it on. Will that car start?
Yes.
Why would it start?
Because you put all the pieces together, and when you build something together.
I want you to think again. Let's back up again. A Bugatti part connected to a Rolls Royce part. A Jaguar part connected to a Toyota part. Do you think?
I see what you're saying.
What am I saying?
You saying different parts won't. It won't work. It won't work right. Even though it's the. Even though it's a different type of engine, it won't work right because the piece is not together. Like,
there you go. You thought you, yes. The parts don't match or fit. So the car, even though it's the car that has the best parts, it won't do anything but sit there because there's no connection with the parts. See, when I was a student, I only had one mentor. And if you ever watch any kung fu movies back in the 70s, like I kick-ass did, how many mentors did they have? Only one master. If you think about even before TV and television, where they were bakers and they were carpenters and things like that, it was always an apprentice and a student, a master and an apprentice, excuse me. You look at Star Wars, master and apprentice. So it's always been out there that it is best to learn from one, thus confusing yourself by learning from many. But what do you think for your answer? What do you think your best answer is? To answer your question, what do you think?
I think you're right, because I was watching you, you know, and I was watching other ones, and I was going by because I was watching you, and, you know, I was like, dang, these people sound good, too. They sound good, right? And I don't want to say his name. He paint his nails black, but he always have women surround him. And what he's saying sounds good because he learned about the conductor.
Wait, let me ask a question. Let's ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Remember the thing that I said earlier today, right? And I'm going to go back to it again. Let's go back to it again. Okay, remember I said this, right? Let's start to the beginning. Here's the thing about feelings, right? They're much easier to control than facts, right? So when a guy who paints fingernails black, feminine, right? Okay, y'all, most surface dwellers will bypass the black fingernail polish and how they look in front of you. And because they have women around them, they then look at the women and say, because they have a bunch of women, that they know what they're talking about. But let me explain how that works. So I'm a gamer. You know, I've been playing video games all my life. So I was on a thing called Madden Nation. I was on a reality TV show called Madden Nation 3, okay? And when I was on that show, I got an idea. I saw things for what they were. I knew what they were like, but it really reinforced it when I was on a reality show. You see, and I'm going to break this down, peep game. So back in the 80s, even the 90s, and right now in the 2000s, a lot of people know that the gullible person is going to follow the guy that rents the women, that rents the vehicles, and tosses money around because they think, because remember, their perception of that reality is that it's true, okay? So what happens is when you have women like that on your panel, they have to sign a waiver. It's like even with the pickup artists back in VH1, because before everything flipped to go into Metal and stuff, they had this thing called the pickup artists. And everybody in there, because it's a reality show, has to sign off their likeness for what it is. So if you're a woman in Hollywood and you're trying to be seen on the cameras and you know it's a dating show, what do you think you got to do? You got to chum up to the person that's on camera so you hope that someone in Hollywood sees your face and either gives you a modeling contract or a chance to do a commercial or something like that. See, it's always game being played. So think about this. If the gullible guy loves women and worships women, right? Worships women. And sees a guy, the guy could wear a dress. He could wear black fingernail polish. He can look fruit booty as hell. They will always bypass what that guy is. And they will just look at the women. Thinking that, now wait, here's the question. What does the women have to do with anything? They're just pieces. And that's what people don't understand about.
Yep.
See, the thing about marketing is that in order for me to sell things, I got to make you feel like you can get what you see on TV, i.e. Axe Spray, right? A loser in the middle of the loser in the middle of a city, a major city with no cars driving, right? Okay. Sprays on Axe Spray. and then women come out of the sewers. Women bust through doors and all that other stuff to rip his clothes off. What is that showing the surface dweller? That if I buy this Axe spray and I spray this on my body, I'm going to get the woman, right? So when you see somebody sitting there with women, why? What does that mean? Because he has women sitting around him. Does that mean he has game? Or does that mean he's smart enough to get the sucker to think he has game when, like you said, you notice the black fingernail polish? And if you know it, see, that was a clue that you were in the wrong place. See, the game is never about women. So what are the women there for? If, and again, I ask you again, caller, if the game is not about women, why are they there?
To make the manipulate the people that's watching because they know the men are thirsty for women.
Great answer. Yes, sir. Exactly.
And I want to ask you something.
Sure. And 447, I got you next, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Say you was watching me, right? Say you was kind of new, right?
Yes.
And I had women around me, but it was one phrase that I said that makes you believe me. Be the best. Fuck the rest. It's showing that you have high value. And I looked at that like, whoa. That's powerful, right?
It's not powerful. If I was watching that, but I'm just saying because of my thinking. It's not powerful because it's a surface answer to a deeper core that you've got to reach. See, motivation. Okay, think about this. Have you been to church? You've been to church before, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how you go to church? And you go in there and you feel so good about yourself because they playing the music, they clapping and they singing, and you just feel this great joy, right? And as soon as you leave that fucking building, you go from here and you drop down the back where you ate, like, damn, that feeling's gone. You know why? Because that's what you say. What you said in that statement, that's a false motivation. Like if you go on YouTube and watch those videos where you see people hearing these things and you got people sweating, you got people working out, you got people running and doing all that shit, and you think that's motivating you, it's motivating you not to do shit. That's what they don't understand. Motivation is fucking you over because if you need a video to motivate yourself, then you're not self-sufficient to motivate yourself on your own. So in order to get more motivation, you've got to wait for the next YouTube to drop to get that motivation. Does that make any sense? So here's a question that one should ask themselves. Well, okay, it's not necessarily receipts because you don't need to receive the receipts of the person. But what is he saying? Is he talking about me as a single individual? Or is he talking as a group or a whole like a cult does? Is the guy trying to show me how to find me, or is he complaining about women? See, there's so many things you just got to ask yourself.
And the thing about that, now see, that's the tricky thing. He's not even complaining about women. That's the thing. He's not complaining about them. He's trying to make us the best.
Give me an example. Make your best how? By telling you you're the best?
That right there and saying that you the high value. The women are nothing to you. And
okay,
the way he said
let's pause for that. Okay, let's take the word you are the high value. You do understand that kayfabe word was created by a individual who used to teach guys how to dress. See, you see, the problem with the surface-dwelling thinking, you fall in love with words and phrases. Because let me ask you a question. How long have you been watching YouTube for? How many years?
How long I was watching YouTube?
Yeah.
Probably about 9 years, 9 years.
All right, so let's go back. Why didn't you hear that word high value 9 years ago? Think about it. Light bulb moment. Why didn't you hear that word 9 years ago? No fap 9 years ago. Money, clothes, and status 9 years ago. But you didn't hear it because someone hasn't conjured up the word and connected dots to get you to be more of a sheep to follow words versus follow yourself. There was no high value 9 years ago. Can we agree on that? But now all of a sudden it's here, and it's like, wow. It's you want to know why? Because it's brand new. It's like a brand new shoe out of the box. Wow. It's a brand new word. Wow. It's a brand new feeling. See, think about what you're doing. You're jumping like from church to church, person to person. All you're doing is jumping from feeling to feeling. You had your metal feeling, and then you jump from that one to hypergamy, I guess, feeling. Then from that feeling to be on your purpose feeling, to go your own way feeling, to go out of the country feeling, to money closing status feeling, to don't jerk off feeling, and now your ass is at high value man feeling. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And yet
it's like levels to it, right?
Well, no, those are levels to destroy you. Those are not levels. Those are surface level words.
Okay.
It's a word to catch you in to make you think that you are something that you're not. But it's okay. When you go around screaming high value, you're not actually being you. You're being the second best sucker or cult leader that got you to start spewing that word. Because think about it. 9 years ago, you didn't have high value in your vocabulary, right? Wasn't in your vocabulary, right?
Nope. Never.
Hey, right. You're laughing because you see the light bulb moment. Is it amazing it's in your vocabulary now?
Yep.
And you don't know. Every year they come up with something brand new because that's the gimmick. Man has always been man. 9 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, man has always been man. But we don't speak in that bullshit-ass rhetoric because it's bullshit. Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to lie. He got me. He's a good manipulator.
I won't say he's a good manipulator. I won't say he's a good manipulator because I don't want to knock anybody. He's not the problem. It was you that was the problem. See, anybody can see YouTube or the webcam or the internet has given everybody a fucking voice, right? Everybody a fucking voice.
Yes.
But it is your lack of your detective that you have in your mind that fucked you over. See, the detective of your mind should look at somebody on YouTube and say, okay, let's look at who the fuck we watching so we can see if this motherfucker's wasting our time or he's the real deal. Is he, what is he talking about? What is he doing? Can he, you get, remember, hey, look, one thing I can just speak for myself. I always tell you to ask me questions. Put a Q in there. Put a T to text. A woman says something. So when you say it, because I don't know what you're going to say, but isn't it odd after you say it, already got the answer, the solution, and what to do, right? That's game.
Yes.
These guys cannot do that. Because if they could, don't you think they would be doing that?
Yes.
But it's the detective in you that has to see that. Nobody can force you to see it, young man. But if they're pushing you away from yourself by taking words on, taking you away from your name, your core, and who you are, because on the surface, they just sprinkle a bunch of women around that has not. Remember, here's again, game has never been about women. So what the fuck are they there for? What is the purpose? Eye candy. Just like the rappers do, eye candy. That hey, the only reason they hook people. Why do you think when you go to clubs or something, you got women out front, eye candy, or women dancing on top of the bars, eye candy? Or why do you think women get in free in clubs? Because they know the sucker is going to go where the pussy's at, and that's the problem with a lot of surface dwellers. They go where the pussy's at, versus be the show that shows the fuck up and gets the pussy. So. The fact that you see painted black nail polish, I think you should run. Because now here's the thing. Let me tell you real quick. 447, I got you. But to tell you real quick, two decades ago, they were wearing black fingernail polish, eyeliner. They were telling guys to wear goggles on their head and top hats and boas around their neck and tight-ass spandex. Because they call that peacock. If you
That's the word.
But call it. But if you take a moment to look, and again, it's nothing about racial, it's just what it is. You got to understand, people have always been taken for black people since the dawn of time. So somebody just, you might like Elvis Presley. Everybody thinks Elvis is the king of rock and roll. No, he just went across the street and saw some black people moving and shaking their fucking hips. He took it, brought it over, and he started doing it. And it's like, oh, my God, this is something brand new, right? Same thing with Blondie. Everyone used to think, oh, this white woman named Blondie who was on MTV, she was the first woman to rap on MTV because MTV used to have black artists. So when she went to New York with Fab Five Freddy and saw the black people on the street rapping, she took on a rap. She created a rap on her song and began rapping where people were like, wow, that's brand new. She created rap, right? See, they're always doing that. So where you got that peacocking is you had a sucker that did the same thing, went on the street and created a book that was black called The Game that spoke of all that shit you're seeing right now. And people thought it was real because a white guy did it versus seeing that black men have been doing this shit. And not just black men, Italian men. You see, Game is not just too colored of a race. It's always been on the street. It's always been on the street. It's just they take it and put it and made it more corporate now. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So it's sad, but again, I can't blame him. You can't be gullible, naive, and disillusioned. You got to look at for what it is. I mean, here's a question. Why is he wearing black fingernail polish? What fucking man do you know walks around with black fingernail polish? Number one. What black man do you, or not, reason, not black man, but what man not, do you know? Right. You see what I'm saying? What man
no,
do you
nobody,
know?
But the reason, but, and I'm not trying to, and I'm not, and you know what I mean? I'm mad at myself for listening to him, but the reason why, because he wanted to stand out. He wanted to be his own person.
But
or, you know what I mean?
But that's but okay. But what is he teaching his followers? Because if you're following him and you see the women, you're saying to yourself, "Wow, that's how he got the woman." So what I got to do is go to fucking Walmart and go get some black fingernail polish, start putting it on, and
uh-huh.
I can get the
man.
That's the hook that they did with the PUAs back in the day. They would hire the women like the rappers do. You hire the women, you hire the car, you borrow the fake money or get fake jewelry, and then you're walking around with your lifestyle. And what is a wide open motherfucker see? Oh my God, look at the rapper. I want to be like that. So what I got to do is put some gold in my mouth, get me a thick ass chain, fix my shoes up, and I'm going to get the women. And then they wonder why they ain't getting no pussy, but becoming a pussy. Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm sure. Hey, look, here's the best part. I'm sure where you came from, I was probably the enemy. Where you came from, I was probably hated. You know, it's like, man, don't listen to that motherfucker. I mean, what does he know about the game, right?
You're right. Because I guess when I met you, I was like, damn. I was like, damn. You know, I was like, is it true? You know, but once I start to kind of, you know, even though I missed a whole lot of pieces, but, you know, I gather some pieces around and I'm getting results.
Yeah.
Zero results.
Right. But also one more thing real quick is, have you ever been in that black manosphere at all? Yes or no. Have you been in part of that or been in that black manosphere thing?
No.
Okay. So you never went to the black manosphere side at all?
No.
Okay. Well, the thing about those sheep over there, all they do is complain, whine, bitch, moan about women. If anybody's complaining about a woman, please run. If you hear anybody,
right.
Let me ask you a question: Did that person you were following with the black fingernail polish, did he ever complain about women?
Never.
What was he doing then?
What he was doing was he was like I was saying it was a while ago. He would talk, you know, he'll talk to them like he'll talk with confidence, you know, he'll like, man, you know, it's so long ago, but I can't really say, but he would never complain about them, but he would say to get yourself better, you know. So they'll, you know what I mean? So they'll look at you as a high value, and what he'll do
is But is high value what you put on, or is high value what you think?
High value, High value what you think.
So then, if that's
the same body,
wait. If that's the case, then why is he telling you to put something on?
You're right about that.
I'm just saying. He's about to try to get you to think.
Yeah.
It's just. Look, this is what I'm just saying. This is why I always talk to y'all guys. This is why, and let me show you, your detective is just as important as your scribe. Because, see, your detective, when you start to follow something, your detective, who is very important, you must scrape the bottom of the barrel to make sure whatever you're listening to is conducive for the realm. That's going to help the realm. It's going to grow the realm. And you've got to ask questions. And the first question is, why is this motherfucker wearing black fingernail polish? What the fuck? Well, I got to go. A man didn't wear black fingernail fucking polish. Wrong place. But again, remember, a lot of guys think subscriber count is knowledge, right? Numbers is knowledge. So a lot of young men look at his subscriber count. They're like, oh my God, he's got a huge subscriber count. He must know what he's doing. Just think about that, man.
Yeah.
So... All right, man. Well, I got to grab this other call and stuff, but is there anything else you have, man?
No, that was it. I appreciate you breaking everything down. I appreciate that.
No,
and
don't be.
I know one thing. I'm sticking to you because you are real.
Wait, real quick. Right now, just try me. Tell me something a woman say to you, and then let me show you how it works. Let me show you what game does. Yeah, I don't know you. I don't know what you're thinking. Just tell me something a woman would say to you that throw you off. And let me show you how cold game is. Tell me something.
Anything. Okay, let me see here. Why the hell, let me see here. Why you want to go out? Let me see here. Why you want to be in an intimate relationship? I don't know you like that. Well, I want to be in a relationship.
Okay, you don't know me like that. Okay, well, baby girl, let me tell you something. I'm going. Baby girl, listen to me. Here's the thing about me. Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, yes, that's the truth, and that's why I came with you in the first place. But see, the thing about intimacy to me, and let me explain intimacy, but before I explain that to you, let me tell you why I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell you. One of my biggest problems is I meet beautiful women all the time. And my problem is, because of much of a deep man I am, I love deep thinking women. And every woman I usually run into that are beautiful, they have nothing in the cupboard. And when I say intimate, see the thing, but let me explain intimacy to you through my eyes and my thinking. See, intimacy isn't just sexual penetration. Intimacy can be a smile. I mean, just like you're doing right now. Intimacy can see you blush like I made you do a few minutes ago. Intimacy can make you laugh or look or touch or smile. There are a million ways to reach intimacy. But the truth of the matter is that I'm not looking to just fuck you if that's the case. My thing that I'm trying to figure out is, does your character match your beauty? And the reason I'm saying that is because I can go out and meet a beautiful woman and sleep with a beautiful woman anytime I want to. But when I saw you, yeah, you got my curiosity. And as we're talking, you have my attention. But I need to know if you're worth my time, to be honest with you. Now, you see that? Did I stutter, 803? Did I stutter?
No, you didn't. You've been out there before.
Well, no, I know. Listen, what I'm saying is there's nothing a woman can say because that's the truth. I'm not saying I want to get to know you in a more intimate way to fuck you. I'm saying that, number one, because I can even shift that to, I don't want to be your friend. The last thing I want you to think is that I want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend. I don't believe men and women can be friends. And that's why I'm coming to you and letting you know right now. Yeah, I do want to get to know you in an intimate way because maybe down the line when you trust me enough. Because I'm not gonna force myself on you. You're gonna want to be with me, and when you choose to be with me, I'm gonna be right there waiting. But I'm not gonna kiss your ass or bend over backwards and do shit for you. I'm not that kind of motherfucker. But if you want that kind of motherfucker, go right ahead and get back to me when you're ready to get some real dick. Yeah, me. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just I could go on and on with this. That's game. See what I'm saying, young man? It's not like, hey, I'm high value man. I'm high value. Fuck all that shit. All right. So I got to grab this other call, 803, but if you have a question, call back, and I appreciate the call. It was a great question, man. Great Q&A, brother, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, welcome home, brothers. Respect. 447, I'm sorry, long distance. What's going on, man? How can I help you, sir?
How are you doing, Steve, man? Love from the UK, honestly.
Hello, Governor.
How are you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? I can help you, bro. Yeah,
so
I watch a lot of boys, so I know some of y'all language and shit. What's going on, man?
All right. I have two questions for you. So
sure,
number
sure,
one.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Thanks to you, I've been kind of looking into myself a lot.
Yes, sir.
I realize, like, when I look into myself, I kind of see a lot of emptiness. So my question is it that there's stuff that I just can't see that's there? Or is there, like, nothing there? And I have to
no,
fill out? That's my first question.
Okay. All right. Okay. I want you. Okay. You got a piece of paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. What I want you to do, get two sheets of paper and just put them in front of you. And I want you to draw two things, okay? Draw a little square castle or whatever, just like a shape of a what you think a castle looks like. I don't want you to give detail. Just draw two of those things on both of the pieces of paper, okay? Let me know when you're done. And now let me see if anyone got questions. Let me make sure I get all the questions and stuff. If y'all got questions, y'all just put a queue. I gotta catch up with y'all got questions. But let me know when you draw both things in the area, okay?
Well, like two castle-looking things, right?
Yeah, two castles on both pieces of paper, right in the middle of the paper.
Okay, I've done that. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I've done that.
Now, paper number one, what I want you to do is draw, what I want you to draw is draw, I don't know, five circles underneath castle number one.
Okay.
That's underneath castle number one, okay?
All right.
And then what I want you to do is I want you on the other piece of paper, I want you to draw five circles to the edge of the piece of paper.
Right, I've done that.
Okay, now, this is where you are. You're more or less paper number two. See, you're trying to find your... Okay, let's go back to paper number one. Let's go back to paper number one. When you were going towards the egg, because I always say don't believe me. I mean, you're here now. I'm not making this shit up. I'm not just conjuring this shit up. When you got to the egg, you were page number one, paper one. You were one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one way. That was it. You were one with yourself, cocky, conceited, arrogant. I got to get to the fucking egg. You were page one. But as you started to grow or become older and as a child to a young boy, da-da-da, things started happening where you either lost faith in those circles or you lost faith in yourself where those circles started to go away. Because they're still there. They're away. So now let's flip to page two. See, okay, like I always tell you, you before you friend zone a woman, you friend zone yourself. And that's what you did. You stopped listening to those circles underneath page one. You stopped believing in those things. And then when you stop believing in those things, you look on the outside of page number two. All those circles then created their own little castles, around your castle, and they're self-sufficiently running them on their own, meaning that sometimes they'll work for you, sometimes they won't. Sometimes you get around a woman and want to say something, but when one of those circles is supposed to speak up for you, he ain't talking for you. Why should he help you when you have lost faith in him? You friends on him. You stop looking at him to be the answer to how you do things. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
so
no,
it's
that makes
not,
a lot
it's not, it's, so it, they are away. It's far, they are away. What we got to do is we got to get them back as one because you need order. You need all those things in order and not all over the place. And right now you're all over the place because when you stop believing in yourself, you stop believing in those things. And that's your scribe, marketing team, warrior, culinary school, your drug lab, your studio, your film room, all these things, even your detective, all these things that you have inside of you that got you where you're at, you gave up on them and said, fuck you guys, I don't need you. I'm just going to follow some fucking YouTuber to tell me what I should think. They said, okay, if you want, hey, if you want to be somebody else, go the fuck ahead. We'll just go do our own thing. And that's why they're doing their own thing. It's kind of your mind. I mean, I'm not saying in the world, but I'm saying that they're there. But there's no trust. There's no trust in what you're doing because they're there to work for you. But here's the beautiful thing. This is now, see, they now you're always going to be page one. in 99% of your life. So that means, I'll give you an example. Like, how many times have you lost your keys, right? How many times have you lost your keys and said, I've lost my keys, and then you hear this voice in your head, and you just go back and recollect what you were doing. You know, I opened the door.
Oh, yeah, that was a time.
I put my fish and chips down and shit, and I did, my keys are in my pocket in the bathroom, right? How many times have you done that, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with your wallet or anything. You know, you hear them because you're right there. They're working for you because there's a trust there, okay? The one thing they're not working for you is because of your worship to women is more than your worship for yourself. See, you trust yourself when it comes to your keys, your remote control, getting a bowl of cereal, driving your car, and all this other stuff. Like, for instance, like I was telling other guys, we know in the ocean there are dangerous animals or mammals and sharks and shit in the ocean, right? We know there's bad shit in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
But we still go in the ocean. Yeah. We still go in there, even though we know there's bad shit out there, because you trust yourself, right? You work with yourself. You know if you see a fin, you ain't going to keep swimming towards that motherfucking fin. You'll turn your ass around and go back, right? So, so this is with 99% of your life. It's just when it comes to women, you don't believe in yourself. And the fact that you stop believing in yourself, you started to worship the woman versus worshiping these individuals that are supposed to work with you. And once you stop worshiping them, they say, well, fuck you. All right, cool. We'll just go about our own way and do our own fucking thing. And you want to do your own thing, go do your own thing. But when it comes to anything else, they're there with you. They got your back.
All right. Okay.
Okay? So that's number one. What's number two, brother? What's number two?
That's number one. Number two is just like a little bit on the end when I'm like talking to a girl. So when I approach them, right, and I'm 16, by the way, so I go for girls around my age. And they don't really usually like give all their numbers when I ask. It's like
you're new here. We don't approach women and we don't give out our numbers. So you're already fucking up.
Okay.
No. Okay, listen. Okay. Like I said before, men have done things all throughout the world, right? They build things. We build things, right? Everything you see out your door is damn near built by man, right? But everything you are internally is built by you, the man. So if you're that great, why would you push yourself down to beg a woman to get their number instead of saying, call me? See, the guy that knows himself and the guy is a bad motherfucker, he's a shark or a dolphin. The guy that's a bad motherfucker is not going to make it. And Joshua, make sure with your question, just ask the question, Joshua. But the guy that knows himself, he's making it about, okay, I know what I can do to a woman. I know how I can make her, I know I can make her toes curl. I can make her horny. I can turn her on. I can make her miss me, want me. I can do all this, right? So if I know I can do all that shit, wouldn't it be wise for you to take my Willy Wonka card? Because if you take that ticket or my number, you take that, then it's a wrap. Because you're about to go on something you've never seen before. Because I believe that much in me. But
I
always tell guys, if I offer my number, you know, take her number after you offer yours first. Because remember, I want to tell her what to do. And I'm not saying tell her what to do sexually. I'm saying that I want to lead you from the first moment I saw you by letting you know this is who I am. This is why I showed up. This is what I want to do. Call me. That's it. And that's what I want to do. Because most guys don't do that. They're like, governor, I'm just bloody. You know, Harry Potter, I just don't know what the bloody say to you. And would you like, you know, is it okay if I get your number? You know, all that bullshit, right? All that bullshit, right? I'm watching the top. I'm trying to get my voice right here. But what I'm just saying that.
You're almost there, man.
I'm almost there, blood. But what I'm saying is that for you, young man, I want you to keep listening to these shows and keep creating your mouthpiece. Keep creating what you are, right? So then when you create what you are, I always do a small exercise. Can't give it all away, but I'm gonna show you something. Ready? What comes after 64? What number comes after 64?
65.
What comes before 71?
70.
What comes after 284?
285.
Okay, stop right there. Now I'm going to show you something. See, this is what game is.
Mm-hmm.
You already have what you know because you have rehearsed your numbers to a point that I can do this all day, and you'll answer that shit within a second, right? Meaning,
right.
When you know and rehearse who you are and a woman talks to you, you already have the answer locked to go. But
okay.
it's not just the answer. D-Dog, hold on, shout out my dog D. Hold on, I got you, D. Give me a second. I'll give you a holler, dog. Not just the answer, but what I'm trying to show you is it's the answer that is going to lead her where the fuck you want her to go. That's
okay.
How deep it is. See, some guys don't have answers, but we don't want you to just have answers. We want you to have an answer that leads to wherever you want to take her. But you're not necessarily forcing her to go. You are drawing out the curiosity in her to want to go. That's how deep game is. I'm not trying to – see, most guys are trying to force that peg into that square, right? Hammer it in, push it in. No. What if when the woman trusts you that she herself takes that peg and goes to the wood shop and says, can you shape this motherfucker into his shape so I can easily slide on in versus well, that's what I'm saying. But see, that's what game is. So don't approach, put your bid in. See, your approach is why you mess up on your approaches is because you're a worship of woman. This is the problem. You let's say you got a redhead, a blonde, and a brunette. Okay, and they all sexy.
Right.
Redhead, sexy blonde, brunette. Wait, I don't say.
Afraid that someone is in debt to contact.
Yeah, that's you, right?
Can I get rid of
this? That's that shit. But anyway, no, what I'm saying is this. So what I'm saying is this. You got the redhead, the blonde, and the brunette. Your problem is that your perception of the redhead is a different perception of the blonde, is a different perception of the brunette. Meaning because your perception is different, you're going to approach them different. As if each one of them are special enough that you have to tailor make a different approach for each one of them. But what I'm trying to show you is the blonde, the redhead, and the blue brunette are just fucking women. They're perks. So if they're perks and just women, there's just one way of doing things. Your way, one thought, one bid. As in, I'm going to talk to the redhead the same, the blonde the same, and the brunette the same because they ain't special enough to me to change me for them. And that's where you're going wrong. See, you're seeing the redhead. Oh, my bloody God, the redhead is so fucking awesome, mate. I got to fucking say something different than the brunette. Oh, my bloody God, the blooming fucking face. The fucking blonde. Oh, my fucking God, I got to say something. What the fuck am I going to say? Got to say something. You see what I'm saying? You're too busy. Too busy looking at the opponent versus looking at what you got to say. I don't care if she's blonde, blue, green, red, and all these other things. If she gets my curiosity, I'm going to put my bid in. It's always going to be the same bid. One bid, one thought, one way, because everything else is wrong. Then I can control the narrative. Because if I'm hitting her with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 versus you're doing 1AB square, red, blue, octagon, and fist and chips and shit. I'm saying one way of doing things. So if I'm doing it one way, I can always bring her easily back to the next number like you were reading off your numbers. Now, you were going from, you asked what before 64, you said 63. What's before after 78, 79? You know your numbers. So it's the same thing. So if I know my bid, there's nothing that the red, the blue, the black, or whatever they can say to throw me off. Because I can always guide them on what I need to do.
Okay.
So does that make any sense?
That makes so much sense. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, like, hey, I got you, dog.
You're going to create a demon, bro.
Hey, I wanted you to be a demon. Yeah, man, I got you, dog. I'm just saying that a lot of young men miss out on this stuff because so many men, they put women on such a high pedestal. But what I'm saying is if you actually think what you will fear or what you fall in love with, you're falling in love or fearing makeup, eyeliner, push-up bras, tight clothes, and wigs. That's all you're falling in love with or fearing. But if you just push that shit back and look at the core of that woman that's insecure as fuck, God save the bloody queen, fuck, right? Insecure as fuck. They're insecure. They don't really love themselves. They kind of like themselves, but, you know, they're poking and prodding and Botox and they're doing everything to try to feel something that they can't feel on the inside. But guess who gives them that on the inside? We do. Yeah, yeah, right? We give them that. So just wanted to say, okay, well, he ran off, but let me get to this. All right, guys, let's get back to the show. Guys, I got questions. Hit it. D-Dog, shout out to you, Brother D. I know a guy who thinks he's doing the dating, although I told him certain things to kind of show date off. Well, listen, you can't help everyone, my brother. You can't help everybody. You just got to let them go. You got to let them move on. But anyway, guys, let's get back to the show, guys. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Welcome all you guys out there. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I've been running my motherfucking mouth so far. Hey, all my dogs out there, everybody listening right there, we're going to take a break. You know what I love to do right here? I'm sorry. I'm about, 22 minutes late. I'm sorry. But there's something we do here that nobody else does. I've always wanted to show you guys the difference between what we do and everybody else does. Gentlemen, what I ask all you guys to do, all you young men and the ladies out, ladies, have a seat. Ladies, y'all sit y'all ass down. Sit that ass down, girls. And for all the ladies out there that's listening, that's just joining us as well, we dropped a brand new poem called Losing Control. It's absolutely free to listen to on my poetry, erotic poetry page. It is called Losing Control. I just dropped it yesterday, so make sure you check that out. But anyway, what I want you ladies to check out, not you ladies, but all you guys out here to check out, is take a moment right now. Let's take a moment, put down your pencils and your notebooks. And what I want you guys to do right now is go into the dojo in your mind. What I want you guys to do is just close your eyes don't close your eyes, because I want you to read along with me, because what I want y'all to start doing is to create a creed. And if you don't have one, you can use this until you find your own creed, okay? So this is for you guys. So we're going to read it all together. Let's go. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow. Okay, let's get back to the show. Just want to take a moment. I always like to take that moment, guys, to get y'all to start changing and shifting how you see yourself by communicating to yourself the love and admiration you have for yourself to begin to guide yourself to become one with yourself. That's what we do here. I don't want you to be me. Now, as you can see, my motherfucking, you know, y'all can see above me right here. This, hey, guys, that's how I feel. Let me show y'all motherfuckers real quick. Let me pull that. If y'all want to know how I fucking feel, that's how I feel right there. See me? That's my little cake ass. Now, I don't got that stomach, but that's my cake ass right there. See that? That's how I feel. You got one wash my cake ass foot, one wash my cake ass hand, the other one putting on my motherfucking clothes. And guys, what I'm saying is this is how you should feel about yourself here. You don't have to be as arrogant as my ass and make a painting of that shit, but I'm a pretty arrogant motherfucker. I want you guys to feel that way whenever you walk out the door. And that's what the mindset that we're trying to push to you young men to see value, to see worth, to see your greatness. It is my job to get you to understand something. But what you have to understand as far as your thinking, gentlemen, everything, unfortunately, let me show you something because this is a very tricky thing I'm about to talk about. So grab your notebooks again. I'm sorry. Guys, get y'all notebooks. All my dogs out there, get your, guys, I'm going to give you a few seconds. All y'all guys, get y'all notebooks again. Let's do a quick ad. Quick notebook. Come on, let's go.
What up, though? It's your boy, Payes Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back. All right, guys, listen to me. This is the thing I want y'all guys to know. We're going to push something. We're going to talk about something. Please write this down. We're going to break this down, and we're going to help y'all out. Excuse me. If you have any questions, gentlemen, just please ask a question. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. Okay, guys, I got nothing but love for you. We want you guys to start soaking up some things and understand things. See, now, again, I told you this is very tricky. It's very tricky. Because most of you guys are living in your past right now. Living in your past. That means your past, okay, has created a mindset, okay? A mindset, or technically, like I was telling that guy with the paper, a network of things that are beliefs. But these beliefs are the things that are holding you back because you have made those beliefs your truth. So basically, when you assume shit, somebody tells you women ain't shit and don't mess with single mothers and stay away from this and stay away from that, you make it your truth. So what happens is you create a network of things in your head, okay? But you have that storm here. Then the second storm is you're always living in theater number one. Every day you grab the same fucking popcorn. You go at the same fucking time to sit in the same fucking chair, to sit in the same theater, to look at why you ain't shit. You're no good. You're too fat. You're too ugly. You're not tall enough. You don't look good. You don't feel like a winner. All these stories that you have, okay, that you tell yourself about yourself and who you are every day, okay, are the nails that tie in that network of thoughts that keep you living in your past, okay? All these things are doing these things, and that's why it feels so real, because you have created it to make it feel real. Even though, listen, I can tell you a billion times, gentlemen, it's not real. I can tell you 100 million times, gentlemen, what you are seeing is not real. And I know it's hard to accept somebody telling you that when all your life, or most of your life, that you actually believe that you are just not worth it to yourself. And all this time you sit and you beat yourself up. You sit and you destroy yourself every day because you want women. You want women. And that's not, guys, it's not bad wanting women. It's bad when you want women and only women. Versus wanting to find you. You don't realize there is a fucking lion inside of you. And this is not no fucking motivation. If you use this as motivation, it's not motivation. I'm telling you. But he's caged right now. And the sad thing about it is you caged him. He didn't just go in the fucking cage and lock himself up. You caged him because you felt that you weren't good enough. You felt that, listen, because of the eyeliner, the makeup, and the push-up bras, you felt that you had to change who you were, change your thoughts, change how you move, change how you think. And this is what's hurting you. It's hurting you because you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. The concept that you have and who you believe in and you look at is not really you. Most of you don't understand that society sets it up to sell products to make you think that if you wear this or do that, that a woman's going to follow you. You got guys out here telling you it's okay to cry and fucking give your heart to a woman as far as cupcaking and all other stuff. No, man. Mm-mm. There are thoughts that you have that are slowly whittling you down that has something to do with the woman, because you don't understand your health takes effect because of women. Your health. Let me show you why. Some of you guys drink excessively because you either need liquid courage, or you drink excessively because a woman turned you down, or you drank that way because a woman hurt your fucking feelings. Some of you guys do drugs right now. And again, this is no judgment. Do what you want to do. I am not here to judge you. Some of you guys do drugs and do things and take things because you want to fit in with everybody. You want to be cool with everybody. And if everybody's doing it, you want to do it. You guys, let me tell you something. When I was fucking around gigolo and I was in these rich areas, okay? When I was I'm talking about rich areas where you pull in, you get stopped by a security guard. You got to give them your license and shit. And then they have to call to give you the permission. Then you got to drive in these neighborhoods where they are on acres of land. The houses are not even near each other. They're surrounded by acres of land. And when you go into that, when you go into those areas, as you walk in there, yeah, you've got a cigar room over here. You got this. You got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of recreational drugs in there. But even though I was in that building and people were doing those things around, now I was there for the fucking and I wasn't there for the drugs. So I was there to give out my drug. I was trying to hand out my drug and shit. So even though it was there, I've been around drugs all my life. I've seen drugs. I've seen people take drugs. I've seen people sell drugs. I see people drink all the time. I used to get ridiculed because I didn't drink. They used to ridicule me because I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do drugs. They used to laugh at me and shit. But when they laughed at me, I laughed back because I was cool with that. I'm never trying to fit in what a motherfucker does. But I'm just saying, women can do something to your health. And what I mean, and this is not to scare you, I'm saying that if you're doing things for a woman as far as recreational drugs and stuff like that, and again, you do it if you want to. I would not recommend it. But I always try, and this is something that my mentor always talked to me about, was learning about the drug of you. I didn't even know I had a drug until I started tasting my own shit. It's the only time that you just mess with your own product. And when I started messing with my own product, I realized that I'm a motherfucking drug, man. And then what made my drug even better is when that older woman that I was with, when she was 25, like destroyed my little 14-year-old ass, I realized that my drug was even more powerful than I can even imagine, because I learned, listen, that shit went from like probably marijuana and the line to some hard rock and some methamphetamine type shit. It was just really powerful. But why do you think channels promote foolishness like rare pill condoms disease? Do you think that human beings naturally want to be coddled? No. My brother, it's not even a hard one. And if you're just joining us, I showed you already. It's not that. It's just simple mathematics. The mathematics is this simple. The thing about feelings, right, is they're easier to control than facts. That's it. That's why they're doing what they're doing, because a lot of these young boys come into these spaces feminized. A lot of these young boys come into these spaces like women. Let me check the phone lines before I tell you all this stuff. 914, I got you 1 second. But, yeah, a lot of these guys come in feminine. A lot of these guys come in with mommy issues. A lot of these guys got feelings. A lot of these guys get walked over by women and get hurt. They're upset. So they got their feelings. So they want to – they instead of going towards the feeling and destroying that shit, they want to run away and put a rug over it. And it feels better to run away from something than face it head on. Error code 914, sir. How can I help you? What's up? There you go. You're in. What's up, brother? 914 going once. 914 right. Going twice.
Right. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm good.
So
how are
you? Watching your show. So can you...
What's going on? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I'm talking right now.
Okay. How can I help you?
So can you, my question is, I recently just found my truth and, you know, accepting who I am. And, you know, I find acceptance, like, in the outside world, but in my immediate environment, mostly my parents haven't found that same acceptance. So I'm wondering, how do you stay confident in a situation like that?
Okay. Now, wait, what's going on with your parents? 914. Hello, 914. Hello, you there? You fell off. You there? Hello, hello. You're on your phone. Fix your phone. Come back in. Come back in. Okay, you there? 914.
So I'm currently dealing with a chronic illness. So I can't really.
All right. Well, let me tell you. Okay, I'll break it down for you. Go ahead, relax. You just relax. Go ahead, relax, and I'll break it down. Is that okay? I'll break it down for you. Okay. Okay. All right, I can't hear you, but we'll throw you back in. We'll throw you back in, brother. But I got you, brother. I got you. Hope you feel better. Okay. Let me scoot up on this one. When you truly become one with yourself and you truly build your kingdom for yourself, to be one with yourself, it is at that point that everybody else around me, whoever is around me or who I choose to associate myself with, they all have the same rules before they even get in my time. And that is respect. Now, one thing I always say, I tell all young men, you know, love your parents, respect your parents because they're the reason why you're here. But don't let your love and your respect be the thing to force you to be walked over and used. You are your own man, and you're allowed to say no. There's moments in a young man's life. For myself, I'm lucky I did it at a young age. Young age, I cut the umbilical cord with my goddamn teeth because I stopped relating to my mom. I stopped looking, you know, my mother loves, I'm her baby, you know, and your mother, you're always your mother's baby. She's always going to love you. She's always going to see you as her baby. But I cut the umbilical cords. I didn't want to relate to her. I knew I didn't want to be like that. So I then started looking towards finding me. But even in this, for a lot of you young men, some of you young men have mothers that say, don't date Spanish women, black women, white women, whatever. And if you do, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And some dads say to you, well, do what I say or you're going to lose my love and all this other stuff. And some of y'all feel like y'all are tied down and like, well, if I don't do it, I'm going to lose the love of my parents. Some of you guys have mothers that come over to your house and like fix your drapes and buy you shit and tell you how to live your life, or your dad tells you how to live your life. And you feel like if I don't do it, I'm going to lose their love. And some of your parents come to you and say, you know what, I bathed you and I clothed you and I fed you and I did all this stuff. And then they will borrow money from you and not pay you back and stuff like this. Guys, I'm telling you, all my dogs that are listening to me, that listen to what I'm saying, is that I'm not here to get you to fight your parents or be mad with your parents. But there has to come a time where all must be checked. Has to be a come a time where, mom, I love you, but you cannot talk to me that way again. Mom, I love you, or dad, I love you, but you cannot tell me what I can do. If I need help, I will ask you, and I appreciate you trying to guide me, but let me fucking fall on my own. Let me fail. Let me mess up. Let me see where I can do it. And if I need you, dad, I'll ask you. But mom, if you ever dangle your love on me again, or dad, if you ever dangle taking away your love from me because I'm not doing what you want me to do, then by all means, I say this with love, fuck you. Period. You're not going to tell me what the fuck I'm going to do. I will ask. Or hell, I don't even mind you suggesting. But if you threaten me, a grown motherfucker, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. And if you do that again, you will never hear from me again, because you have no right to talk to me in that manner. Yes, when I was your child and I lived in your house, I had to go to bed when you told me to go to bed. I had to come in when you told me to come in and eat when you wanted me to eat, and all these things. And you're absolutely right. I had to do those things when I was under your roof, but I'm no longer under your roof anymore, and I'm my own man. And if you cannot respect my decisions as a man. Now, there's a difference, guys. Now, if you need a fucking intervention because you all cracked out and drugged out, your life is a fucked up man, and they're trying to help you, that's different. I'm talking about a man that's grounded and rooted in himself. And a man that's grounded and rooted in himself doesn't need an intervention. So there's a difference here. So if you're a fuck up, and your parents are trying to fix you on the right path, you better listen to them. But if you are grounded in yourself and you have ownership in yourself, then mom and dad can't tell me what the fuck to do. That's just bottom line, 914. And I just want to say that, young man, it doesn't matter what the situation is, that you have to, I'm a nose itching, you have to demand a respect. Red, if you listen to me, yes, but can't necessarily talk about, you know, those, because we don't want to start anything, but yeah, that's not even his name. That's how fake the fucker is. So just to say to you, Red, yes, to answer your question, absolutely, equivocally, he's fake. Fraud, phony, doesn't even use his name. That's not even his real name. So, yeah, absolutely. But we can discuss that later. But, so, yeah. Well, Vic, on, right, there you go. Carl, absolutely, Carl. Let me cheer you on in that shit. Yes, on power, Vic is the same way. Vic, because of the old ways of the Irish, maybe they're Irish or Scottish. I think they're Irish. The old ways of the Irish, he can't date a black woman because that's the old ways. But see, but as the son to the father is that I love you, dad, but you can't tell me what the fuck I can do. And if that means we got to get rid of the old guard for the new guard, then we're going to do that. And you see he's moving into somewhere else. He's making other moves. Now, I got you, L. It's all love. I got you. But so that's what I'm saying to you guys out there. But so 914, if you got any other questions, go ahead and ask. We got you and stuff like that. We're here for a little bit longer. If y'all got questions, put a Q in there. We got y'all and stuff like that. So make sure y'all have anything, let us know, man. Any questions that you have. Kelly says, supporting the thing. Hey, man. It's a great topic, because the beautiful thing about the topic as I continue on there is that, here's the thing. When you're above ground, everything that you have that you ask yourself, which you'll be below ground, is based off of the perception of your past. It's not any perception of what you are right now. So when it comes to your self-concept, your past. Relationships, past. Your health, past. Life, past. Money, past. People, past. All these things, your past. You don't base anything, because part of you wants to believe that everybody to like you. You feel that if somebody does not like you, that you're just a bad person. Fuck that shit. Shit. I tell y'all, man. Y'all got the game twisted, because y'all make everything about everybody versus making things about yourself. And that's where so many of y'all guys are going wrong. So many of y'all guys are looking at game the wrong way. The wrong way. You see what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit. So many of you guys sit in theater number one. I'm short, ugly, I'm a loser. Naive. I'm boring. I'm unlucky. I can't win. I'm an idiot. I'm a disappointment to everybody I love. I just can't make it out of this world and all this other stuff. But gentlemen, as I said before, don't, and you cannot get rid of that theater. And I told you the other day, listen to me. Let me fix straight my carrying. Told you guys the other day, don't get rid of that. You can't. Don't get rid of it. I know that sounds crazy. Don't get rid of it. Just move to the second theater. Don't think that you can face and attack something at on a deeper core that has you thinking all these things. Remember I told you guys that makes you so special is that you have the power to buy the tickets. You have a power to buy the time of the movie. And you also have a power to where you sit and what theater you go into. Just because you have a theater of everything doesn't work out for me. Oh, the sky is falling. I'm never enough. I just can't get women. You know what? You can walk past that fucking theater just like you go into the beach. You can walk past that theater just like you go into those goddamn woods not knowing what the fuck is in there. You can do that. You can go past that theater just like you get in that car and drive around where other cars around you are zooming at 45 to 75 miles an hour. You can just bypass it. You can always go into the second theater where you complain about your health. Well, in order to get a girl, I got to lose weight and I got to work out. Man, don't do that shit if it's for a woman. I am not in shape and I don't care to be in shape. I'm fine. I got the shape of my mouthpiece. I'm good. I don't care what you think about this body. I love me and my cuddly body. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that for a lot of you guys, y'all staying at the, being with a woman is hard, relationship is going to end. You know what? She might mess with somebody else and she might use me and all this stuff to somebody you haven't even met before. Y'all sit around and talk about you can't make friends and shit. Fuck your friends. Stop trying to make fucking friends. Make friends with the motherfuckers and go back and start creating your old friendships with the people that you lost. Your scribe, your fucking marketing team. Why don't you make friends with your warrior, your government? Make friends with your detective. Make friends with your culinary school and your drug lab. Why don't you fucking make friends with them? Fuck everybody else. You need to make friends with those motherfuckers. They're the only ones that got your back. They are the only ones that have your back. They are. They're the only ones. Connect with them. Connect with them. Y'all can't worry about shit you can't control. Well, you better off worrying about the sun rising and shit than worrying about what the fuck a woman does. Fuck out of here with that. But y'all do. Y'all sit around and talk about how the world is a struggle, how the game is a struggle, how relationships are a struggle, how women are a struggle, and how I just can't handle it in this world. It's too hard. It's just too damning. Oh, my God, I just don't like how it is. I just can't win. I'm always losing. And all, man, fuck all that shit. For the guy who bitches about life, I say, fuck you. You want to know why? Because the guy that bitches about life and all that other stuff is the same motherfucking guy who has the power to get out of his bed when there are young men out there who wish they had your fucking body or your muscle structure to be able to get out of bed. Where there are guys out there who envy the fact that you have legs where you can walk wherever the fuck you want to go to meet whoever you want to go when you want to meet them. That you have eyes that you can see where you're going. Where you have ears where you can hear what you're doing. Where you have the power to drive and a power to do things where they don't even have that shit. But yet, poor you, right? I don't want to say fuck you. I don't fuck you. Because you're wasting so many resources that some people wish they had. They wish they had your eyesight to see. They wish they had your legs so they can walk. They wish they had your muscle structure so they could just do the normal things. Normal shit that you can do. You don't even think about the normal shit. Some people can't even brush their own fucking teeth. And you over here complaining about life? Man, come on, man. Y'all got to see the game deeper than what it is, man. But all your problems surround what? Women. All your problems surround the makeup, the eyeliner, and all that other shit. H-Dog said, you think you need loyalty from your, wait. You think you need loyalty for you to love someone? No, we don't fall in love, brother. We fall in respect over here. Fuck, the women are supposed to fall in love. And if there's anything I'm going to fucking love, is that's going to be motherfucking me. I got too much love. Hey, I love me too much to give my love away. I love me. I will fall into respect. I will make a woman fall in love, but get that love shit out your head, young man. Stop fucking using that love shit. Fall into fucking respect. Love will come eventually, but you got to fall into respect and demand that shit. Fuck all that love shit first. If not, would it mean that you can cheat on someone while loving them at the same time? Because it's just, okay, look. D, my dog, D, shout out to you, D, but wait a second, wait. H-Dog, I tell you this all the time, and I know it's hard to understand, but men like the ones that I am, the motherfuckers I roll with, we are doing everything we can to technically force a woman to cheat on us. Please go out with that other guy. Please talk and message that other guy. Please go to dinner with that other guy. No, I don't. I want to be with you. No, you don't want to be with me. You can't, because I can't give you what you need, but he can. So maybe you can start a relationship with him. No, I want to be with you. I don't care what you have. I want to be with you. See, what you don't understand is, see, you worried about the woman cheating. We want them. Please find somebody else. But here's your problem: when you're a man, you're one of a fucking kind. How can they find you? How can they find you? They cannot find you. We are trying. It is hard. Lucario said it before. It is hard to get rid of women. It is one of the hardest things a man can do, because even if you get rid of her today and she's gone for a few weeks, a month, or a year, a few years, they will always come the fuck back, because they know what they have is something special with you. They have something with you that they don't have with anyone else. So where you're going wrong is, like, you're talking about all this love and cheating and all this other stuff because love is just a feeling. Listen, when you're at a woman's core, not only do you get the love, the admiration, you get the attraction, you get the loyalty, but you get the addiction and the habit. You get the addiction and the habit. And a lot of women, it's hard for them to want to give that part of themselves away to somebody, but they'll give it away to somebody who knows how to nurture that shit, who knows how to handle that. See, the thing is, why do they have a hard time leaving? Because we don't judge them for being what they are. Be what you are when you're around me, because I want to see the real you. I don't want to see that you that you face when you're around other guys, because the real you is the one that I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to laugh at you and make you feel bad for your thoughts and what you think. I'm going to show you that I can work with that. You open up to me, allow me to elevate that. But you guys got to understand trust. You can't get it when they don't trust you. But as trust begins to whittle down, they'll start to open up little by little by little. But when they get trust doesn't mean fuck it. Just because they might flirt, it doesn't mean fuck it. You just, hey, listen, what I'm saying is that when they really allow you inside and accept you, you get to see a whole different them that they haven't even seen before. So fuck all that love stuff, H-Dog. Get all that love shit out, man. You were in the wrong street on that shit. Thank you, D-Dog, for the tweet. So much love to you, D. Shout out to my boy D and this motherfucker. Much love, man. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let me see if I got any questions. Oh, call it 817. I'm sorry. I missed you, dog. What's your question, 817? How can I help you, brother?
What's up, Aunt? I've been working on my puzzle piece.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
So I've been working on my puzzle piece, and there was a question that came to my mind.
Yes,
so you know how we were once with ourselves whenever we chased the egg?
Yeah, yeah.
So does the puzzle piece represent us becoming once with ourselves again, given that all the things that we had learned growing up kind of screwed us up?
Yes, but here's the beautiful thing about it. The one thing you're starting to do that you don't really realize you're doing is the communication you're having with yourself. When you're putting the puzzle together by taking your time, but you're communicating, okay, this piece doesn't fit here. Oh, okay, let me try to put it over there. No, it doesn't fit here. Let me move over there. While you have the light shined on yourself and communicate with yourself, don't you notice? You notice the outside world becomes silent. And guess what happens to fear and anxiety and all that stuff when you communicate with yourself? See, when you see
it
the
goes
woman,
away.
Because guess who you're focused on? What you got to do versus what you see. See, like I always tell you guys, it was something in Bobby Fischer that they had in Searching for Bobby Fischer. It's a great movie I love. I can't show y'all the video anymore, but I used to have the video and showing you guys. But what I'm saying here, my brother, is for you to see it all, you must knock the pieces off the board. You're too busy either looking at the opponent or looking at the pieces versus looking at what controls everything, the board. And that's what I'm trying to get you to see. See, I'm trying to get you to build your board where you look at your board for your answers and how not only you move, but how those are supposed to move around you. And see, here's the beautiful thing about a woman. She doesn't even know how to move until she's told how to move, until she's instructed to move. But see, women are not necessarily being told that anymore because, she's so beautiful. Oh, she's so perfect. Oh, my God, I don't want to mess this up. No, fuck that. This is how I move. This is how we going to move. And listen, you can say no, and I can say goodbye. But you must clear the pieces off the board. Because the board is structured to move off of how you want the board to move. You get to create how things are moved, my brother. It's not the woman. Unless you give her your board and tell her, show me how I should move to be with you. Show me how I should move to be with you. Tyler, I might do one later on tonight, tomorrow night. Yeah, I might do one Saturday night. But I will do, thank you for the 119 likes. I will do, matter of fact, 817, I tell you, what time you want me to do, because I'm going to be out and about, tomorrow, not tomorrow, I'll probably do it Saturday. If I do a show Saturday, I'll do it probably, I might be out and about tonight. I'm like, I got to see. But what I'm saying is caller, at the end of the day, no one's ever told you that you're allowed to create your rules, your board. Every movement on that board should have a rule of not only how you move, but a rule of how people should move towards you if they want to be on that board. You see what I'm saying? Hey, what's up? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because as I've been working on the puzzle piece, I've realized that I have to utilize all my resources. And sometimes I may have to take a break to go away, but come back. And I'll figure out, a better strategy to use to get this because, like you say, we have to start with the outsides, right?
Yeah, right. Because that's your border. That's your border.
Right.
That's your square. That starts – see, that's why I say do the outside first because that is the square. Mm. And all you're doing is working outside in.
Right.
You see that? See how that works?
Yeah.
Outside in. Outside in. And as you're walking outside in, you get to see that there's still situations. That pile of puzzle pieces is not a problem. It's an easy solution and situation. I just got to know what piece goes where without looking at the fucking box and solving this shit for myself.
Right.
Women don't want, see, women don't want you to think. Society doesn't want you to think. Advertisers and marketing don't want you to think. These YouTubers out here don't want you to think. They want to be that box by telling you how you should move. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you how you should move. I'm going to tell you how to think how you should fucking move for your goddamn self. Because you got that power. Somebody somewhere told you you don't have it. But I'm telling you, you got that motherfucking power. You just have to believe in yourself. And that's why, because nobody's telling you about the puzzle pieces. There's not one.
Nobody in my life.
Nobody's telling you that. I'm showing you how to connect in a simple way of seeing things for yourself. My job is to get you to take off your fucking glasses and stop seeing the world through another man's eyes. You are allowed to see the world through your eyes. It's scary when you do it, but as you begin to get focused on who you are, you begin to trust what you see. And then your perception is going to shift because the perception will be your perception, not the perception of somebody else's perception. Because so many of you young men have a wrong perception because somebody told you that, you know what, on Mars or Jupiter, I got turned down by a woman, and because she shot my bitch ass down, it'll happen to you. Be careful about those women. They're going to use you. But see, the thinking man is saying, whoa, wait a second. Did she actually shoot your ass down? Wait. Hey, and that's where the detective comes in at. Wait. Let's look at this fucking statement for a second. Is he telling us something that happened on the front end? No. Or the back end? Okay, he's talking about an end result. All right, we see your end result. But it's funny how they slip off when they first saw the woman. They were caking after the bitch. They always leave when they first saw the woman. They didn't even know how to talk to the woman. When they first saw the woman, they were begging her for a date. When they first saw the woman, they were begging her to go out to dinner with them. See, they don't tell you that shit. And do they also tell you about how they beg for a relationship, how they beg for sex and all that other stuff? It's funny how they leave all that shit out. But then they just want to talk about the end result of her just leaving or finding another man. Oh, but they don't talk about how they poke holes in the rubber. They don't talk about how some of these motherfuckers hide the woman's pills and shit. They don't talk about how some of these guys go on their phone and snoop around and see what they're doing. See, it's funny how they always leave the most important shit out, but they quick to talk about that end result.
Right. One thing that I noticed, because I used to watch a lot of them before I met your YouTube channel, and I always thought, like, if they hate women so much, then what happens whenever they get that feeling that they want to be with a woman? What are they going to do then?
Yes.
know what I'm saying? So it never made sense to me, because after having all that anger and stuff, and you do a 360 and you want to get with the woman, then what are you supposed to do with all that anger and stuff?
Which the trick is nothing is going to make you even more angry, and it's going to bring you right back to the cult. See, the cult, like your mind, are simultaneously working fucking against you, because they both know one secret. Remember I told you you're the warden and the prisoner? Go. Look. If you don't believe me, because we create you to be mad, confused, because we don't teach you how to navigate women, because we know we set you up for the downfall. But you know what? Go, my friend. Leave us. Be on your own and go talk to that woman. Now, you go talk to a woman when, guess what? They never taught you how to talk to women. They never taught you how to navigate yourself around women. They never taught you how to make a woman smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. They never talked to you about women and trust that you've got to earn. Mm-hmm. They'll push. They'll set as though, hey, go and try it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. Here you are just angry. Don't know what the fuck you're angry for, but you're angry. And then you go up to a woman and you're like, hey, or hi, or, you say something, and then the woman's like, Hey, get the fuck out of my face, you weak motherfucker. And then you get all mad again. And then when they with their eyes open. Come on, we got you, brother. It's okay. Hey, come here. Come here. There. I know it is scary out there. This is why I tell you, they fucking hypergamous female nature and all that other stuff. Yeah, this is why you got to be a high value man. It's okay.
So they set you up for failure, and then they're there once you come back for that failure.
So does the mind. I'm telling the mind does it too. Mm. Your thought, your mind is simultaneously working with all that pills and hypergamies and plates and saucers and all that shit. Let me show you how. This is how deep it is. Let me show you how. Think about what you feel when you get around a woman. Think about what you feel. Think about that nervous feeling that you have, or that anxiety or whatever, or the lack of confidence, right? And you always hear how bad you are and then don't do it. You'll get rejected, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Now, why doesn't that same feeling you get happen when you listen to a motherfucker talk about hypergamy, female nature, when they talk about the government and family court? Why don't you get that same, oh, shit, that same feeling you get, but you get this, you know what? These guys are real. These guys understand you. Hey, listen to what he's saying. That's us. You remember that? You remember 4 years ago when that happened to you? These guys understand you. Man, we got to keep listening to this guy. Isn't it odd he stops you from getting what you want but pushes you towards what you don't fucking need?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
guess what?
It's the brain lying to us.
Right, because he's the greatest trickster. He doesn't want you. Listen, I'm going to let you win 99 things. You get to win when I, like I say, like I was talking to the other guy, when I lose my remote control, you could come to me and we'll think about this together and we'll find that remote control or your keys. I'll work together. I will work with you in 99% of the thing. But how can I work with you when you worship women more than you worship me? So what you're telling me is I'm not good enough. So if I'm not good enough for you, I'm going to fuck you up from those women. Guess what? I'm going to act like I'm your fucking friend, and I'm going to fuck you over every turn. Because you worship him and yourself when it comes to 99% of your life. It's just with women, you've given up on him. You stop listening to when you were supposed to do what you're supposed to do. So now what is he doing? Okay, you want to play that game? Let's go ahead and fuck you over. You aren't good enough. You're a loser. You're too short. You know, life is terrible. You don't have enough money. You can't pay your way through a woman. You're a disappointment. You know, you can't make it. You're unlucky. You're a loser. He says all that shit all day, but then it's the same motherfucker that say, hey, wow, you know what? There's a new word, buddy. I looked it up on YouTube.
Wow.
It's no longer high value man. Hey man, this new guy came along and he's talking about pumpernickel. Oh my God, yeah. Why don't he's like, hey guys, how you doing? You know what? I get women and women are terrible, but you know what? I'm a pumpernickel. And I'm a green pumpernickel. And guess what? You could be a red pumpernickel, a gold pumpernickel, or a gray pumpernickel. And guess what? And the high value woman of a pumpernickel woman is, and all y'all motherfuckers do, and he just say, yeah, man, wow. Wow, man. Hey, let me take your coat off of high value man and your high value hat, and we'll just store that in the closet. Hey, and here's a brand new box of clothes called pumpernickel. Go ahead. Yeah, you're a level 5 pumpernickel. Put on this hat. You're a level 10 pumpernickel. And y'all don't even see that shit. They are, your mind and they are fucking you over. And here's the best part. Then I come pound pipe and tell you you're allowed to be a free thing. Guess what they say? Oh, don't listen to that motherfucker. What does he know about the game? He old. The fuck does he know? Where's his receipts? He got to prove it to us. He ain't no good. Fuck him. He don't know what he's talking about. He ain't got no women. He don't know what he's talking about. He don't understand how it is for guys today. I mean, he's out of the game. So how can he know how difficult it is? Man, let's hate him. Isn't it odd they get you to hate the things that try to get you to be you? But they get you to love the motherfuckers that try to take you away from yourself. Think about that, young man. See how deep that shit is?
Yeah, I see it.
They want to take you away. They want to take you away. Hold on, Jay. Yes, Jay. I'm glad you watched it, Jay. Thank you. Yeah, they want to take you away. They want to take you away. And they want you to lose. Okay. Who do you think is slightly above the cult and the mind that are fucking you up? Who do you think is a little bit above that?
The corporations.
Yes, marketing and advertising. Who? Hey, we can't sell a dinner to a free thinker. I mean, fuck, he ain't gonna fire.
That's facts.
We can't sell these flowers to a free thinker or these box of chocolates. They go wrong, man. Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Hey, you over there. Look. Oh, hey, you work out. Okay, you look about chiseled. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get a bunch of women. Don't worry. We'll slow drag this. We'll start you off, and we'll call it the algorithm. And by 4 weeks, we'll get you to over 100,000 subscribers and stuff. What we need you to do is push the ideology of pumpernickel, okay? Now, we'll make sure the women, we got the women already paid, so they'll kiss you and hug you and touch you. And then what we got to do is keep them away from thought, because after we fuck them up, because shit, hey, Valentine's Day's rolling around and Christmas is rolling around and somebody's got to buy those presents. So they will build you up to fail. So even though you get a woman, you're already fucked because you don't know how to navigate the woman. So what you think of navigating is buying your way into the woman. Because that's how you started. See, you start because someone told you to dangle your money. Go ahead and dangle your money. Dangle your status. Hey, show her your wallet and your social security number and your bank accounts and all your credit cards. Show her that you have money and watch her eat your fucking ass up for dinner. Okay, you ever watch Jennifer Lopez's The Hustle? When she was a stripper?
I remember you told us to go watch it, so I went to go watch it. Yep.
All right, what did they do? You remember? What did they do? They pat. It was just a pat. It was like a football play. It was a handoff. Once the guy realized...
They were softening these dudes up.
Yes. Yeah. Once the guy woke up to the one woman, and she realized she couldn't get him for all his resources, she just passed him on to the next woman and got a percentage on the back end of whatever she's going to make off the guy. So she's still getting paid. Yeah. But see, it's the same thing. It's the same game. These women are running y'all. Hey, you lead with your money because you were taught that way. Lead with your money. I need a bill paid. Oh, darn. I want to see you, but my rent, I'm so worried about it. Don't worry about it. See, here's the money. And you, hey, remember I told you her most powerful weapon is her index finger. You want to know why? Because she puts that shit at the top of her chest, pulls her shirt down, and takes a selfie where you can see a little bit of titty. And that's your reward.
Right.
And you're like, oh. And she's like, this motherfucker. And then when you wake up, hey, I got this one guy. He a sucker. And you know what? This is where he works at the gym. So what I want you to do, this is his favorite color. This is what he likes to do. And all this other stuff. So she's going to pass the playbook on to the next woman. So here you are working out at the gym because somebody told you, you know, you got to work out for the women. You got to be competing for the women. And all of a sudden, it's just odd that she's just right beside you jogging and shit, looking over, smiling and, you know, wearing that tight spandex. You're like, ooh, shit, she look good. Damn, she even got my favorite color on and shit. Holy fuck, man, wow. And then she walk by and say hi. Hey, and she slow roll that shit because she don't want you to see that you're the mark. But as soon as you begin to talking, she going to be like, hey, look. Let's say you like lasagna or some shit like that. Like you love lasagna and everything. After she get the playbook on you and y'all talking, she's like, what you doing? Just fixing one of my favorite meals. What's that? Lasagna. What? You like lasagna? Yeah. I love lasagna. I love making lasagna. Oh, my God. She's wearing my favorite color. She likes lasagna. Oh, but well, you know what? I want you a gold digger. But you know what? Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just hang out sometime and maybe I'll pay for the date. What? No, I got a better idea. You know what? Fuck a date. Fuck paying for it. You know what? I love to make home-cooked meals. You know, and I hope I'm not trying to be too forward or too pushy, but I would love to make lasagna for you one time. Or matter of fact, why don't I do this? Why don't I make some lasagna, and I'll bring it by your job and your work, and I'll just leave you I'll make you a plate. And you'll be like, damn, son. Not only she has my favorite color, she likes my favorite food. Hey, bro, she ain't asking for any money. 817, you know the game of marks? You know how that game works? Let me connect that dot. You ready, 817?
What's up, brother?
So you at the pool hall, 817, okay? You at the pool hall. You know I know you a mark? Because you the motherfucker that got the brand new pool sticks. You even got the brand new pool container. And matter of fact, when you take your chalk out, it's not even rubbed. So I already know you the mark. Hey, yo, what's up, 817? What's good, man? Oh, man, look like you know how to play some pool. Man, shit, let's play. Damn, you smoked me, motherfucker, man. Dude, you know, hey, look. So here's about $50. Let's go ahead and play for that 50, dog. Come on, man. Let's play. I want to play you, man. Fuck, I'm so serious. I'm going to put some money down. What you do? You smoke me again. Motherfucker, man. This motherfucker good, man. Dog, can we get a double? Look. All right, I'll put about 500. Let's put up 500. Can we play for 500? You got 500 you want to play for? Yeah, and all you thinking is, damn, man, this motherfucker's an easy money. I got this motherfucker. Hey, you sure you want to play for 500?
Right, when he's running game on me.
He running game on you because he's doing is pushing you to his end game, which is either that 1,000, 2,000, or something of value, maybe your car keys or something of value, and you don't even see it. It's the same thing women do. They run game. Fly, I got you on the question, brother. I got you. They run game, okay? And see, what I'm saying is that you're not supposed to know that. Remember, there are things you're supposed to know, the things you're not supposed to know. Then there's things you're not supposed to know, you don't even supposed to know. So everything you're doing is you're supposed to do. You're supposed to keep losing. Because look, what do you think our greatest
student? It feeds the economy.
There you go. It feeds the economy. Your job is a bigger scale of things. Is that I'm the club owner. Do you actually think I'm going to make these women pay? Let's think about this for a second. I got a bartender bill. I got a bouncer bill. I got a DJ bill. And I got an electric bill. And then I got a rent bill, okay? And I'm the bartender. Who do you think is going to pay for that shit? It's not going to be me. You're going to pay for that shit. I just got to get the women in for free. And when the women come in, you buying the drinks and shit, man. Y'all buying, having dinner served. You doing all that. Cause you, hey, thank you. I'm like this. I'm like this. Come on, man. Hey, thank you. Please come up. Hey, lady night Thursday. Booty shaking night on Tuesday. Come on. Like, for instance, let me show you a game. If you and I were in another world, okay, let's say we went to a planet or something like that, and you were a Martian, I walked up to you and I came with an idea. I'd be like, hey, what was that? I got an idea. I know a way we can make money. Why don't we get a building and put a pole in these buildings, and not only will we make money on the front to charge, the front charge to get in, but what if I told you that they are going to throw money at these women, 50s, 20s, 10s, and 1s, every day, all day? And you would probably think I'm a fucking idiot, wouldn't you? And all the women doing is dancing topless. They just dancing topless, showing their ass cheeks. And not only are the motherfuckers going to throw money at these women, but the motherfucker's going to be wrapped around the building waiting to get in. You probably look at me like I'm a fucking fool. You'd be like, who would be dumb enough to pay money to pay people to dance in front of them without fucking them? Ain't nobody that stupid. You see what I'm saying?
I'll look at you like you crazy. Yeah.
You would look at me like I'm crazy, but it's the same thing with these. Listen, the world is run on those that know and those that don't know. And those that don't know are not supposed to know what those that know. Because those that don't know learn that those that know what they don't know, then all of a sudden those that don't know become conspiracy theorists and shit like that. Because they can't accept that there are people that know so much shit. See, like I said to the other guy, 817, you probably thought I was enemy number one. Before you met me, you probably like, fuck that little motherfucker. What the fuck does he know, that old motherfucker? Ain't got no game.
Honestly, look, I'll be honest with you, Aunt. Yeah, I've seen so much bullshit that I was a little open-minded whenever I started listening to you. But I was like, you know, he doesn't look like he has game. Like, what could I learn from him? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the more that I listened, the more that I saw that it was much more deep than the surface, and that's why I wanted to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
And that's the beauty of what I'm trying to show you. See, people don't see that the mind smiles in your fucking face all day, and he does not want you to see that you could be free. Mm-hmm. You're a slave to your thoughts. You're chained. You got the chains on mentally. You're not supposed to know that you can be free, because even if you're free, let's talk about freedom for a second. How many prisoners have been used to a lifestyle of prison, became free, got outside, and could not handle the world as it is? Then did a crime to go back into prison because
just
that
to
was
go back, thing. Right?
Right. It's the same thing right now. A lot of guys, they want that freedom, but once they are a free thinker, it's so scary because their worst fear is being alone. And then because they become alone, they become scared. So then they want to run and be a part of something. See, if you look at the majority of all those days, like, okay, I'm going to ask you, you've been in the black manosphere, right?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. Well, all those guys, they want to be a part of something instead of something themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you break free of everybody and have a free thought and be by yourself as a one single-minded man, it's scary. It's scary as fuck because let me tell you. Okay. It's like, have you ever seen Castaway with Tom Hanks, you know, Wilson,
yes,
the ball.
Sir.
Okay. So think about the current that was trapping him in. It's always you can't get past that current, but the scary thing is what happens if I get past the current? Because, see, think about this. See, those that think, okay, I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be alone. It's going to be tough, and I don't want to be alone. They don't understand once they get past the current. See, I'll even tell you my story. See, my sister used to be popular in high school, right? Junior high school and high school, right? So I was always known as her little brother, right? And, you know, there were benefits because when they had slumber parties, the girls would use me as a little kissing doll and touching doll, but that's here nor there. But I didn't want to be her little brother. I was like, I felt like I was under her thumb because it's like, oh, you're Tracy's little brother. Oh, you know, I had a little, but I said, no, I don't want to be pop. I want to be my own person. I don't want to be. So I went to another school. And when I went to another school, I became popular. And see, sometimes when you ask what you ask for, you don't like it. Because when you get what you ask for, it's a whole different thing. See, you see popularity from the outside, but once you inside of it, it's a whole different ballgame. Thus, let me connect that dot. How many how many musicians and movie stars complain all the time about, there's just no freedom. I feel like I'm in a prison. I can't go anywhere. I can't just go to the mall and buy all of, right. But what are they like before they become movie stars? Man, I want to be in Hollywood.
That exact same thing.
Right. I want the highlights, man. I want to be a box office smash. I want to be a top 10 hit. I want to be a number one hit. I want to do this. I want to travel around the world and millions of people loving me, right? And then you get what the fuck you want, just like I did. Got popularity. And guess what came with popularity? Rumors. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even say hi. Because remember, I had to learn how to speak to everybody. I had to speak to the geeks, the glee club, the chess club, the posers, the loners. I had to talk to everybody. Everybody I talked to, I was either fucking them or in a relationship with. Just say hi to a woman. It was, I'm rumored to be with somebody. And I'm like, what the fuck? I couldn't even go. You know what I had to start doing? I started going, instead of like the main, like when you go to school, they're the main hall. You can walk in the main hall and run into people. I started taking the back.
You had to go through the back hall, huh?
Yeah, I had to start going to the back entrances because it was either rumor, gossip, women crying, women mad, women blaming me. I didn't want to hear none of that shit. So I remember I asked for it. I asked for it. But then here's the thing. Once I asked for it and I got it, what unlocked, and this is why I tell people, what unlocked was I'm not like everybody else. I'm my own person. So now for you guys that say you want women, see, once you go down this road, you're not just going to get women. You're going to get a lot of women. But let's look at that. Let's look at that for a second, 817. When you get women, see, they think it's just you get women and you just fucking. They actually think that you just fucking. That's like, they actually think you all you doing is fucking. Oh, no, my friend. You got to manage emotions. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's go one by one. Let's talk about the emotions you got to manage. You got to manage the ones that are jealous. You got to manage the ones that are crying. You got to manage the ones that are sad. You got to manage the ones that are territorial. You got to manage the ones that want to fuck you. You got to manage the ones that are drama filled. I mean, you got to, yeah, a clingy. You got that. That's the first part. You got to manage those ones, right? Then you got to manage. Then you got to manage. Okay. Then you got to manage holidays. Then you think about that one. Oh my God! Wait till we get around suck me season. Starts in Thanksgiving. Four of them want you to spend Thanksgiving at their parents' house. Five of them want to spend Thanksgiving at your house. Three of them want you to go out of town and spend Thanksgiving with them. So, okay, there's a new conundrum right here because you didn't even think about that shit because they all want you. They're all pulling at you. Not to mention that happens at Christmas. It happens at Valentine's Day. And you got to manage all these things. And think about it. You haven't even managed one. Look, you ain't even managed one woman. But then all of a sudden, you not even trying to get women is getting you women. You're not even trying to move on women is getting you women, which is like kind of like contradicting. You say, but wait, whoa. Hold on, wait a second. I just want to be left alone. But because of the man in you that's working, you like, all right, I'm going to go get some cereal and shit. Oh, man, hold on. I ain't trying to talk to a woman. I ain't trying to talk to a woman looking down. Then you run to a woman, and then you just start talking to her. And by the time you get to talking to her, you already gave her your information, and she's calling you up on the phone, ready to go on a date. And you're like, oh, shit. The fuck am I going to do? And you know that when you're talking to them that they're going to tell you even in the profile, I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not that kind of girl. And then by the time you talk to them, they are that kind of girl, and they want to be with you. They want to marry you. They want to have your child. They want to sleep with you. They want to be with you. They want to spend time with you. They will make and fix their fucking house to your liking just so you can spend time over there. Do you see how it's not? And when you try to get rid of them, 817, you think they want to go? 817, you think they want to go, brother? No, they didn't want to go.
Nope.
Fuck no, they didn't want to go. Wait. Go. See, I know it sounds crazy. When you hear us say, you tell a woman, go see other guys. See, what y'all guys do is you want to cuff these women where you're like, babe, I don't trust you, man. You're hypergamous nature. You're going to find the next guy. Why you got to go out with him? And why are you talking?
Hey, Unc, I got a question.
Yeah.
Is that because they are in competition with other men and they place all the value outside of themselves versus understanding that the value comes from within?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is that, but it's also a part of they don't have any game. They can't fuck. They're bad in bed. So they feel worried about the next month. They're always worried about the next man or being worried about being replaced. So their thinking is, if I cut her off from other men and put her in a fucking 1847 bonnet or dress that's all fluffy and shit, that I'm going to stop her from doing anything, or I'm going to stop all these guys from getting at her. They're trying to cuff her in where we're trying to say, go. Please.
Trying to let them free.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I can't give you what you want. Look, I can't give you a relationship. If you fuck with me, you're going to be part of a roster. I can't. That's the best. I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all, that's such an asshole. You're so selfish. How can you say, I'm not that kind of girl. I would never be with a guy. And then you get that phone call. Hey, you know what? What you doing? All right. You understand what it is. Then we good. But them? Oh, no. Uh-uh. They want to separate. I'm saying this. Listen, if you want a relationship, go find Mr. Right. And like I say, I will even go to your house and find a dress for you to wear to go on your date. Because I'm all for it. I'm with pom-poms and shit. Go find Mr. Right. Why you don't want me? Why would you do that? Why are you pushing me away? I'm not pushing you away. I just want you to be realistic to realize what the fuck we are. But where the other guy, he gonna lie to them. I don't want you to be with those other guys. Why you gotta be with those? Stay home. Stay home. You can't go out. You can't go nowhere. But see, here's the thing. See, when you tell them you want them to go somewhere and they know you're a fucking man, they don't go. You beg them to go. Go out. You know what's going on? What's up? Oh, I just got a phone call. My girls want to go to the club. Oh, shit. Well, hey, have a good time. No. I just want to stay home. Why? You want to know why, 817? Because what she's telling me is she want me to come over and smash that motherfucking ass. You know what I mean? But I'm going to play just as dumb as she plays with y'all surface dwellers and shit. Why would you stay home? Why don't you go out and have your fun? Well, I just don't want to. You know, I had my period last month, right? Let me know that we can smash. You know, I just had my period last month. So, you know, I'm just trying to relax and just, I'm going to just take it easy. You know, as if I know what she, I know what she wants. But see, that's another thing. What do you do when it's Friday night and these women want to fuck you? This is why I keep telling you this again. You got to have your morning, your evening, and afternoon woman because, you know, this is why the roster is so important because you've got to determine what woman fits where. You got to then, that's your managerial skills. See, y'all didn't even think about that shit. You've got to manage. Okay, 817, just like a bunch of women out there. Thank you, brother. Just like a lot of women out there have rosters of guys that they can do whatever they want, right? Right? Mm-hmm. They got guys to drive them around, fix things. They want to eat and all this other stuff, right? They want to do all this stuff. Well, we got to have our raw. Look. I need one that could cook dinner, one that could cook lunch, one that could cook breakfast. I need a masseuse, and I need just that hangout one. And then I need, they're all going to be nurse. Because as soon as, like, if you post on Facebook, I'm a little under the weather. Man, dog. Oh, my God, what's wrong with my baby? Can I come over? I'll go buy some chicken noodle soup, and I'll rub your back, and I'll do. You see, you can't even post a thought of you're feeling sick. Or a thought of, damn, those some new Jordans, man. Like, you talking to your boy. Hey, big dog, you see them new LeBron James? Yeah, man, I love to have some motherfuckers that clean white with a little bit of black. Guess what you're going to have on Amazon? 3 or 4 pairs of the same goddamn shoe. You want to know why? Because they go in the closet and look at your shoe size, your pants size, your waist size, the colognes, and all the other shit. But see, that's what you get when you're a man. But it's the best thing. I just want to tell guys, don't ask for what you want if you can't handle this shit. Because they look at the glamour, which is great, but they don't look at how you got to manage and you're getting. Listen, every day, like I told you, I get bored with women, right? I tell you, I get bored with them, and they know I get bored with them, and they know they got 1 foot out of the door, and they always will. You always think this. Damn, today, he didn't change me. He didn't get rid of me, because I will get rid of. Listen. It only takes one time for you to get replaced. I do not have that patience. Because just like women who have game, they got their little ticket. You know when the motherfuckers get in line, they pull that little piece of strip and wait for the number to pop up and shit? Yeah. Oh, there's women waiting in the, just waiting for a fuck up. Please, I don't know if they praying to their Buddha or whatever. Please fuck up. Let that bitch fuck up so I can just go ahead and replace them. And they know when they fucked up because... It's the women. The women are always going to post on their page because these other women are watching their pages. They always post things that kind of talk to you, but nobody understands it. Like they'll post something like, you know what? Some days were sad, but I just wish I could have those days back again, right? Just some meme and shit. All the thirsty guys are going to be like, what's wrong? Yeah, what's wrong, girl? Why are you upset? What's wrong? Let me take you out to eat. And you know she writing that shit for you. You're like, man, look, it's done. We're done. Or she might get pissed at you. And that's good. It's a good thing when they get mad at you. It's a good thing when they, like, get mad and not want to fuck with you and shit like that, man. You see what I'm saying? So This is how deep it is. And so many guys don't don't see what it's like. It's a great thing, but you got to handle. Listen, okay. The drug. Let's think about this. Think about these women vaping, just getting a buzz off a vape pen. You know, little light, little buzz, right?
Right.
That's all of her relationships, all her sexual relationships. It's a light buzz where the guys are pandering for pussy. The guys are begging for pussy. And then she finally gives it up. And all she is on her back like this, or just on her legs like, damn, you know, I'm out of fucking ice cream today. And, oh, wait. Ooh, yeah, daddy, yeah. Anyway, I remember, do I want that Haagen-Dazs? I remember my girlfriend was saying, oh, yeah, daddy, you're the best. Ooh, yeah, you're the best. I remember my girlfriend was saying that I might need to get the Dove chocolate versus, you see what I'm saying? She ain't even thinking about it. She just sitting there waiting for you to get it over with. That's all she's doing because she's not into it, because she feels she's doing it because you're like fucking holding like a gun to her head and like keep pressuring her to do it.
Right. So it's like pity pussy, right?
Yeah, it's like pity pussy. She's like, she's on her back. You know, I was watching Young and the Restless the other day, and I wonder what Victor's going to do tomorrow. Oh, yeah, baby. It is yours. Oh, yeah, he'll be done in about three more seconds. Wait a second. Let me just make a little more noises so we can hurry to sit up. Ooh, yes. That's it, baby. That's it. That's the spot, baby. That's the spot. That's the spot. That's the spot. Yeah, that's the spot. God. And they just like this all day. They're like, is this my life? is this what it's gonna be like? That's just how they are, man. They just like, is this what it's gonna be like for? Huh. Right. So.
Yeah.
So then she runs into us, and we're not forcing sex, which throws her off. We're not trying to fuck, which throws her off. But in that, she notices that we are very experienced because we like laid back in the cut. Man, we ain't trying. Look, I know we already fucking. So why do I need to connect the physical when I'm still just marinating the mental? And we don't need to fuck right now. We good. But remember, when I'm different, I'm already lacing her with drugs. I'm lacing her with a little bit of the voice message. I'm lacing her with the video messages and shit. Something that she has not even experienced before. So when she drops the vape pen and goes bypass the weed and starts to snort my motherfucking voice messages and shit, she's already hooked. Because I'm different. In her eyes, I'm already different from everybody else.
And you're just at the starting. You haven't gotten deep into it.
If this is what fucks him up. If I'm feeling this way, and he hasn't even got the pussy yet, what the fuck am I gonna feel when we start playing around with each other? What is it gonna be like? How does he do it? He ain't really doing anything. You know what I mean? And here's the truth. This is the truth, brother. I always tell you the war between the mind and the body. Someone would be like, well, girl, he's chubby. He's fat. He's out of shape. He's short. He's just not our type, right? That's her mind saying it, right? But her body's saying, like, God damn it. What is it going to be like to just lick this pussy one time? Or it could be the other way around. You know, it's she's going through an internal thing. Yeah, I don't know why the Nightbot. I don't know why Nightbot is showing up. I'll get rid of him. Yeah, don't worry about Nightbot. I'll get rid of Nightbot. But yeah, don't. I see it, guys. But what I'm saying is that what happens? Oh, I know why Nightbot is out, because I didn't block Nightbot. I'm sorry, guys. I released all the prisoners and stuff. So I gotta wait. Matter of fact, let me block Nightbot. let me see. I got to block Nightbot. There we go. Nightbot. Okay, he's gone. So what I'm saying is, brother, what I'm saying is that the not knowing, the wonder. Like, okay, I'll tell you a movie to go. Have you ever seen The Bridges of Madison County with Clint Eastwood?
Yes. I went to watch that movie, and that movie was crazy. He
no,
turned
but
the life
that's
around.
Our life.
Like,
no, that's our life. That's our life. Boring. Listen, woman in average relationship, meaning that the motherfucker just boring. Just absolutely doesn't know what to do with that pussy. But she thinks, right? The character thinks that this is just my life. It's a, you know, it's supposed to be, hey, you know, y'all go have a good time and I'll just stay at home and read a good book and just wait for you to return to continue my boring life, right? My boring life, right? So then Clint Eastwood rolls in the motherfucking town, right? Clint Eastwood wasn't trying to fuck Clint. It was just chilling like motherfucker. But through the interaction, he started making her feel things that she's never felt before. And then when Clint got that motherfucking pussy, dog, you remember when he was about to pull off and she wanted to open that door? She just wanted to run in Clint's arms. And guess what? when Clint rolled out, it's called The Bridges of Madison County, guys. When Clint rolled the fuck out, even in her death, she was still talking about that dick. She couldn't get over that motherfucker. She couldn't get over that motherfucker. You want to know why? Because he touched her without touching her. He fucked her every which way. And she couldn't handle that shit. She couldn't. Or another one, guys, 9.5 weeks. That's in the 80s. You ever see 9.5 weeks?
I haven't. I'm going to actually check it out. Yeah.
Watch that. Tonight. Innocent Kim Baker. Innocent Kim Baker runs into Mickey Rourke, and he flipped her ass. He flipped her. Oh, my God. He flipped her. Flipped her. But this is what I'm talking about, game, man. It's like 50 Shades of Grey on like a higher level. It's like so many women want to let go of this. Women love the boundaries or going beyond sex. You know, they love sticking things in their pussy to see how they feel. They love doing nasty things. They love being nasty things. They love just being what they want to be, right? The key word, without judgment.
Without judgment.
So that means that, okay, look, I'm a value woman. I feel good about myself, but how do I feel when a guy just wants to fuck me? He doesn't even ask me any questions. He just wants to fuck me. Like, how am I supposed to feel? So here's the thing that a lot of guys don't understand. These women want to fuck, but the reason why they're not fucking is because if you judge me and you don't even know me as a whore, what are you going to do if I give you the pussy? Hey, buddy, look, here's her titties. She showed me her titties. Wait, look, hey, dog, look. Look at the pussy picture. Look, I got it on video. You see what I'm saying? So she's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fuck that guy. But then here we come riding in the motherfucking town in their world and shit. And
like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, like Clint Eastwood. We ain't trying to fuck, dog. We ain't trying to fuck. It's just like, again, here's another. I know you watch James Bond. It's just like James Bond. It's just James Bond walk up to a woman like, hello, our name is Bond. James Bond. Let's fuck. Did he ever say that?
No, never.
Yeah, hello, my name is James Bond, and you, the 007, and because of your hypergamous nature, I've got to watch out for you. Does he ever say that shit?
Nope.
You know what he do? He introduces himself and let his behaviors do the talking. And then when that was about 2:30 a.m., when the one woman is say, the rooms are always close. When that was around 1, 2 a.m., when she's squirming around the bed, wondering, man, damn, let me just go knock on this motherfucking door so we get this shit right. Why do you think James always, James is fucking them before he's penetrating them?
So he's marinating the pussy even before he actually says it.
Yes, okay, because, see, most surface dwellers don't understand sex. Sex is not physical with a woman. Sex has got to be a mental with a physical. She's got to be able to connect with you here to feel that I can be whatever I want to be around you without judgment or ridicule. You want to connect on that level. And then, hey, guess what? When you connect here on the mind, it don't matter if you got a little dick. It don't matter if you come too fast. It don't matter what the fuck you, it does not matter because they don't care. Because the connection and bond that they have is the sensual kiss, the touch. It's the touch with a little bit of the penetration. It's not what y'all think. Y'all think women think like us, and they don't think like us. When you make her feel sexy, because they don't make her feel sexy, making her lose time. Why do you think, since I was fucking, why do you think I always want the invite? I don't want the pussy. I don't want, and if people think I'm crazy, I don't want something I know I'm going to get for free. Who the fuck am I if I'm just going after the pussy? That's like a motherfucker going into a steakhouse asking for an hors d'oeuvre or something and being satisfied with that shit. The fuck would I want that for? Watch Clint Eastwood. Hey, look, hey, but 817, on the other hand, you got to watch Billions or you got to watch House of Cards.
Watch Billions?
Billions on Showtime or House of Cards.
Okay.
Now this is a little bit deep. I ain't got much time, but I'm gonna kind of help you with this one.
All right.
Why watch Billions and House of Cards? Because it will show you how to bring back your scribe, your marketing agency. See, it's not for the game. There's some game in there. But what you'll learn about Billions and what you'll learn about House of Cards, now watch up to the fifth one. Don't watch the sixth one with the chick. She's all stupid and shit. Watch up to the sixth episode. What you'll learn is that Kevin Spacey's character couldn't become president. It wasn't about the voting. See, people think presidency, getting in office, is about voting. No. It's about the motherfuckers who own shit. It's about the motherfuckers who's running shit. It's not about who votes you in. It's about getting the approval of motherfuckers beyond what people are supposed to know about, right? But what is that? How does that tie into game? The way it ties in the game is that just like with House of Cards and Billions, it's about what are you going to do for me? See, let me give you an example. Like what's going on right now in the sixth season. Like the new billionaire wants the Olympics to come to New York, right? So, and then you got Paul Giamatti's characters trying to stop him, which could be, you could say, the mindset, trying to stop him from getting what he wants. So what he's doing is, he realizes that I just can't just, hey, I got to talk to, let's say I got to talk to like 1, 2, 3. Let's say I talk to one, let's say 1, 2, and 3. Or let's say A, B, and C. I got to talk to A, B, and C. But talking to A, I got to make sure, A, what you need, A? Oh, you need something for D, E, and F? Okay, if I take care of D, E, and F, I got your vote, right? Okay. B, what do I need? Oh, you need something from A and something from C? Okay, well, if I get you something from A and C, you got me, right? But what I'm saying is why that's so deep is because you have shunned all the things that work for well for you. So they're all in their own little old kingdoms and shit. So for you to bring back trust, you've got to bring and do other things for them on a mental level, internal. This is all internal shit. But what you're watching in Billions and House of Cards is what is going on internally. See, Paul Giamatti's character is stopping the main billionaire from doing what he wants to do. That's what the mind is doing for you. But, hold on, let me play my famous clip, my brother. Let me play this for you, brother. Hold on, I love it. You know, I love this clip. Okay, you watch House of Cards? You watch House of Cards?
No. All right,
I'm going to play this shit for you. I'm going to play this shit. Hold on, let me find that shit. I'm going to find that shit. All right. This is the This is the one of the most beautiful things. Oh, this is a Mona Lisa. Let me find that shit. Oh, that's a recently added. Let me see. Continue watching. I feel like I need my goddamn glasses and shit. Everything is so fucking small. Hold on. Let me put on my kick-ass glasses. Here we go. All right. Hold on. Here we go. I can see now. All right. Let me find. Don't judge. Let me find my, got my glasses on. All right. Here we go.
No, you good.
I got it. It's all tiny and shit, guys. I had to find the right one. All right, let me press play. Hold on, let me find it. I gotta go back. Okay, go away. Let me go back. All right, let me go back. All right, hold on. Turn it up. Let's see. Here we go. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let me find that shit. Hold on.
You left him in my house?
Hold on, let me see.
Well, we don't live in a home.
Hold on, let me find that bitch. Wait. Find that shit. Hold on, 2 seconds. Right, here we go. Listen to this. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Listen.
The power behind.
Go back a little bit more. Here we go.
I created this confusion in order to take advantage of it. Everything that has happened was planned.
Now think about it. I created the confusion in order to take control of it, right? Right now, there's confusion in your head. So what you're doing by creating a standard is controlling that is not controllable right now. I'm just showing you a game right here, okay, how the mind works. But this is outside, but I'm showing you inside. All right, here we go.
Since when?
Since before Elysian Fields. But it was at Elysian Fields that it hit me. I saw it. Almost like a light bulb going off above my head. Where does the real power lie?
All right, stop right there. Okay, where does the real power lie? See, they got you thinking the power lies in the woman right now. That's why they created all these spaces, because they're saying the woman has the power, right? But okay, here we go. Let's play some more. Here we go. Let's
power behind the power. And I understood, Claire, that we have to think and act differently than we ever have, because it's no longer about who lives in the White House.
All right, listen.
It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
Now, remember, it's not about who lives. It's about ownership. See, right now, you're living right now. Right now, see what I'm saying? 817, you're living. But you're not owning. You're not owning you or living in a whole, as in I make the moves for me. I don't make moves for women. Everything I do is right. Okay.
So even though we think that we're in control, we're really not in control.
No, right. But that's what your mind wants you to think. And that's why you're losing, because the greatest trickster has you thinking that you're actually doing something that you're not. But listen to this. This is very important. Here we go. Listen.
Ill power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it. Look, Claire, you and I have always been on the inside, trapped in the bubble. But going forward, with my operating on the outside in the private sector and you working from here, we can own this house together.
See that. Hold on, no, wait, watch this. So, let me see. Hold on, give you something else. Let me show you, find you something else. But do you see what I'm talking about? See, people don't talk about this deepness. See, nobody wants you to see what you can do. They just want to tell you what you can't do versus tell you what you can do. But that's the problem. You believe it because you have shunned away everything that was backing you to get to that egg. It was your mindset. It wasn't me or YouTube or anybody. It was none of us. I love myself in this. I don't separate myself from all this shit. I always tell you, don't believe me at all. Don't believe nobody. See it for your fucking self. You know what I mean? That's what I want you to do. So, but when you see it, and I got to get to my other favorite part. I got to show you my favorite part, not of this.
All right.
But when you become king, you treat everybody totally different. Let me see. Where's my part at? Okay, that's not my part. No. Where's my part? My part is going to be, here we go. I think. think this is it right here. I want you to listen to this part. This is the best part. This is such a dope ass part, dog. Let me see if I find that shit. Wait, sorry, wrong episode. Hold on, sorry. Give me 2 seconds. Let me get you to the right.
No, you're good, huh?
And we got you real quick. Yeah, we about to wrap. Let me see. Episode info. Let's go to season. Okay, guess season one. Here we go. Right episode. Here we go. Here we go. All right, here we go. Listen, here we go. Right, listen to what he say. Listen to what he say.
Your father was a con.
Okay, well, listen to what he say. Listen. All right, sweet.
And no more, sadly, for you. A farmer's son might call himself Charles de Saint-Maur, if indeed that is where he was born. Your father was a common man with a fiefdom, a vassal to his overlord, the true noble, the grand seigneur. Isn't that right, mon cœur?
And I'm going to show you one for sadness.
You might be labeled a vassal, perhaps, or a peasant. Yet you seek to raise yourself above those men, both of whom would gladly sweat and toil to feed their families, pay their taxes, and honor their duties to their king. You think yourself above them, mon cœur, yet you lie far below. You pay nothing and do nothing, which leads me to believe you are nothing. Which begs the question, what is a nothing doing at my court?
I can find you my papers, sire. I beg you, allow me to prove my worth.
The papers are all here, mon cœur. After an inexcusable delay.
As to the delay, sire, as I mentioned, we did not wish to bother you with such trivial affairs of the state.
I am the state!
You see that shit? You see that shit? You pay yep. nothing and do nothing, you are a nothing. So if you're a nothing and I am a something, why the fuck am I associating with a nothing? But see, the nothing to the something is something that she's got to prove to you. You don't have to prove your worth to a woman. She's got to prove worth and value to you. But see, those that look beyond the ad, the fake titties and the makeup and the hair and shit, they can talk this way because they can see the woman for what she is versus what the world sees her as. Does that make any sense? God damn it. I wish I could find that, but I don't have the last clip. I wanted to show you another one, but it's no longer on, but I mean, does that make any sense to what I'm saying to you, brother?
That makes perfect sense because a lot of dudes, they get so caught up on like the makeup, the hair, the yes. waist trainers, so that yes. they lose sight on, yes. you know, standing their ground and standing on their square. And once they lose sight of that, then, you know, they start to become the ones following the women. And once that happens, then they lost.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can pull it up on YouTube. If I can find YouTube, I'm going to be a bad motherfucker. All right, that's when he lost his wife. No, that's not the humiliation. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. It's most important. It's so important. I want you to see that shit.
Take your time out.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I got much time. I'm trying to hurry up and find this shit. Where the fuck is it at? I know he... Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Shit. I'm trying to see if I can find it. That's when he got in their ass and shit. They don't have it. I wish I had it. Let me see. All right, try one more. Wish I had that shit. Nope, came fine. I just checked one more thing. Nah, I don't have it. Because when he lost his wife, hold on, I'll give you one more. Hold on, let me find one more. Let me find out which season that is. Hold on. You ever see Peaky Blinders?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you need to watch that shit.
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll write that down.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders is on Netflix. It's a hot one. Let me find that shit. All right, so I can find a clip. All right, I can play it. Let me know if you can hear this. Let me see if you can you hear this?
I know what this
yep.
is.
You hear the noise and everything? Okay, listen to what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
And she asked him what he's doing. She asked him what he's doing, right? What did he say? Listen to what he said.
I know what this is. It's just myself talking to myself about myself.
It's just myself talking to myself about myself. Y'all don't even know how deep that is. It's just myself talking to myself about myself. And if you are doing that on a daily basis, you lose. But how can you do that when you're talking to somebody else about them versus yourself? Does that make any sense?
Right. So essentially you're wasting all of your time.
Yeah, on shit that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of those, like, text messages. I'm about to wrap this up. Hold on. You are wait. You are going to get such a grumpy version of me, haha, because I had a long day and I thought I could make it past 10 p.m. today, but I don't think so. What does that fucking mean? I don't understand what that means. You are going to get such a grumpy version of me because I had a long day and I thought I could make it past 10. Well, okay, this is your problem, man. This is your problem. Your problem is that you're not running that woman the right way or fucking her right. Because if she's grumpy or having a bad day, why don't you tell her fucking ass to take a nice bubble bath, whatever. Or if you need me to come over, I'll give you a full body massage, whatever. But I don't understand why you would allow a woman to talk to you this way. That's on you, man. That's on you. I can't change. That's on you, man. You dropped the ball on that one, man. You guys don't know how to talk to women, man. If she's having a bad day, let her have her fucking bad day. But you got to learn how to soothe a woman when she's having a bad day. And if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you fucked up. So you remember, okay, you got, okay, I gave you shows. So I gave you House of Cards and Billions. That is for the political things that it's more mental. That's more the political things of your, what you're going to learn from those things is the political thing that's going on in your head. Every version that you have, they're on their own right now. So you got to think about that. So that's with Billions. So,
okay.
And House of Cards. So then Bridges of Madison County to see your boy, to see your motherfucking boy, to see where your boy Clint put that flavor. Let me see. Is there any other ones that I got?
9.5 weeks.
Yeah, 9.5 weeks is good. 9.5 weeks is good. And I think, yeah, that's good for now and stuff. But, yeah, so soak those up. If you watch Power, watch the fifth season. Watch the one with Tommy, Power Force, because okay. What you'll learn from that is the drug that I'm talking about. There's a drug that's right. Stronger than the average drug out there, and it has more impact. So that is that one. Yeah, and Peaky Blinders. Make sure you watch Peaky Blinders. Because them motherfucker, the Tommy Shelby, that motherfucker is like that. He don't play. That motherfucker don't play, and he's a mastermind of thinking and positioning. That motherfucker he's a bad motherfucker. And then if you want to watch some King stuff, you want to watch Versailles, you want to watch The Kingdom, that's a Viking show. You want to watch The Tudors, that's a great King show. So, because you got to learn how to live as kings, man. So those are also good shows, okay? Oh, my God, dude. I'm sorry. Freelance, how did I forget? The first thing I want you to watch is Purple Rain. Watch Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, okay.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
Okay.
Because what you will see in Purple Rain is, wait a second, let me ask this question before I go. Brother, you're asking the wrong question. Why do women like bad boys? Why do you care? Why don't you just become one and find out? Okay, back to you, big dog. So what I'm saying to you is this. You'll learn why poetry is important with Purple Rain. You'll learn why having a mouthpiece is important in Purple Rain. But you'll see that in that movie, you'll see why he was a bad motherfucker. Why you'll see why he was so cold, and how he just watched Purple Rain up to the mall scene, like in the beginning. Just watch it up to when she come in the door with the guitar that he looked at. He didn't even ask for the shit. He didn't even ask for the guitar. And she brought it to him with her rent money. And her rent money. Okay? So these are things I want you to watch those things, man. Watch those things. Hold on, man. Wait a second. I just met that woman. It's all about doing a video call with her. She was talking about being tired today. Well, I don't want you to do a video call if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, dog. Don't go straight to space if you don't know your opponent and everything, man. Don't do that. But anyway, Carl, I got to let you go because I got to roll and everything. We did about 3 hours. So I appreciate the call, but we have to
get this call back in.
All right, respect to you, man. And what's up?
I'm also ready to get the fucking mad attitude, so I'll email you after the show.
Yeah, email me after the show. We'll talk, man. Just email me after the show, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, respect to you, brother. Respect. All right, guys, listen, at the end of the day, guys, I want all you motherfuckers to remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in the comment they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Listen to the shows that I'm saying to you guys. Listen, the thing about this show is that we will never blame women. We'll never blame society. We'll never blame anything for what's going on in your life. We're going to make it about the man. We're going to make it about you. We're going to do everything we can to grow you in a way that nobody has ever grown you before, okay? I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate the guys that like the show. Hey, gentlemen, all you guys that like the show, I just want to say, take a moment and say thank you. Y'all didn't beat the record. But God damn it, the likes don't matter. I do recognize the likes. I do appreciate you guys who have liked and subscribe to that. I really do appreciate you guys, and I just want to say thank you very much. Guys, we will kick off shows. I'm probably going to do one tomorrow. We have the Real Game No Theory Sunday, myself, Angry Man Monday, and we'll just keep kicking as much game. And I'm still finishing up the book. There's so much I got for y'all guys. Oh, I got so much I got to do. There's so much I got to do, but we're getting there. We're getting there, so just be patient. The book will be dropping and stuff like that. But until then, if you got any questions, you need anything, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave your name, leave a number. When you are ready, 155 of you bad motherfuckers, I salute all 150 of you motherfuckers. I appreciate you guys. I want to say thank you. Don't thank me. A like is something I love because it shows the appreciation of the information that you're getting, that you love it. So I do that, okay? Go ahead and get your coach. Go to Support Man, get your coaching. Give me a number, and we'll do it. So get your coaching. You know the rules. Do your coaching. Buy your coaching. Send me the number, and I got you. That's it. It's a basic thing. Coaching number, I got you. That's it, and we got you. But anyway, guys, I'm the Dean, man. I got to get out of here. I got business to take care of, and I will see you guys Saturday, maybe at 8 p.m., all right? Probably on Saturday we'll do a show. Peace.
Just like that, man, mindset. Man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Man, mindset. Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best. Got the touch like Midas. Now you got style. You got all the women flocking. So many options. Now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, just like...